buttoned up. New figures are on the way in a few hours, with Ford expected to post something very rare for the auto industry, a sales gain. Reporter Jeff Gilbert of CBS station WWJ has more from Detroit.
July will almost certainly be the best sales month of the year. The big questions being, how good will it be and what impact did cash for clunkers have? Ford analyst George Pippa says it helped a lot, but the overall economy is getting better too.
The modest recovery that we thought was going to happen at the beginning of the year in the second half probably will happen.
Pippa says July will see Ford's first year-over-year sales increase in 20 months.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House, where the pressure is on for Senate approval this week of more money for cash for clunkers.
If we don't get the $2 billion from the Senate to match it up with what the House passed, we would have to suspend the program next week.
Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood there on C-SPAN, but the program faces an uncertain future as some Senate Democrats wanted to require the purchase of vehicles that are more fuel efficient, and some Republicans complain that the auto industry is getting federal help while other businesses are not, Nick.
New research shows many American kids are running a health risk. Why? Well, let's go live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Despite ads like this one encouraging kids to drink more milk, they don't get enough of it or sunlight.
They spend more time indoors playing computer games and watching TV.
As a result, a study in pediatrics says 7 in 10 children now lack adequate levels of vitamin D. Dr. Mikhail Melamed of the Albert Einstein School of Medicine calls the trend astounding and warns there could be health consequences ahead.
High blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, different kinds of cancers.
The National Academy of Sciences tomorrow begins considering whether the recommended daily dose of D should be changed. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS. Yes, news.
Kids will be returning to school in a few weeks. Now, today comes a report on the skyrocketing number of student gymnasium injuries. Let's get more live from CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
Those injuries are up 150% over the past decade, says Ohio researcher Lara McKenzie.
We found that there were more than 400,000 PE-related injuries from 1997 to 2007. That's about 36,000 injuries per year.
Some of the blame, she says, is on a lack of adult supervision.
We are the best. Oh, yes.
And a separate study by Dr. Amy Miller-Bone at the University of Michigan finds cheerleading injuries account for 65% of all serious injuries in high school and college for young women.
When we think about gymnastics in a gym, we see lots of padding and many coaches around spotting, and you don't necessarily have that with cheerleading.
Reporting live, Steve Kathan and CBS News.
The next chapter in the control of Michael Jackson's estate and resolution of family issues unfolds in a Los Angeles courtroom this morning. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman is covering.
With a custody deal expected to be approved, the biggest legal dispute involves control of Michael Jackson's estate. On one side are the two men named in Jackson's will to be executors. On the other side is Jackson's mother, Catherine. She wants to have some say over major decisions involving the estate. Jackson biographer J. Randy Terabarelli.
If Michael had wanted Catherine to be an executor, I think he would have stated so in his will, and he didn't.
There is also a no contest clause in Jackson's will, which means if his mother challenges the will, she could lose her share of Jackson's estate, estimated to be 40%.
Did Jackson get a fair shake from the media while he was alive? CBS News Director of Survey Sarah Dutton says a CBS News poll released today finds a strong strain of dissent.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Believe it or not, a 21-year-old bikini model has been kicked out of the Big Brother house. Laura Crosby became the second to be evicted from the 11th season of the reality show. She was put on the chopping block by fellow contestant and second head of household, Ronnie, who also nominated advertising salesman Jeff. Laura's departure left 11 house guests battling it out for Big Brother supremacy.
Potter has been defeated. Disney's new G-Force movie has snatched the number one spot from Potter thanks to opening weekend box office sales of around $32.2 million. The movie mixes live action with animation and features the voice of stars including Nicolas Cage and Penelope Cruz. The Half-Blood Prince came in second with earnings of around $30 million.
Technology.
When it comes to operating systems for your computer, you don't really have many options. After Windows, Linux, and Mac OS X, you'll struggle to think of any more. Thankfully, the guys at Google want to add one more to the list, Chrome. Based on their 9-month-old web browser of the same name, Chrome will initially be created for low-cost netbooks and will be created with the help of the open-source programming community.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining, once upon a time, there was this kid who had a body hair problem, discovered he was a werewolf, and that he had some pretty cool basketball skills. Yep, it's 1985, and Teen Wolf is the movie sensation of the year. Wish you could go back and do it all over again? You can't! Warner Brother Pictures reportedly have begun the development of a Teen Wolf remake.
I know that sludge for brains like Bill Press,
you are a Nazi and a Stalinist.
We have never been just a collection of individuals or a collection of red states and blue states. We are and always will be the United States of America.
This is the Bill Press Show.
When you're responsible for reading the news to a city of millions, you need a gentle touch.
As for your greasy mouth self, that might help if you stopped eating all them fries you eat, making you look 6 months pregnant.
One of the top most listened to radio shows.
That voice of yours could be an attraction at a circus.
Are you joking? Is this a joke?
Cash for Clunkers needs more money. Will the Senate pump it in? Good morning, everybody. Right now it's out of gas. Hey, this is the Bill Press Show. Great to see you today. Happy Monday. Back to a new work week, back to a new month here, the month of August 2009, August 3. Good to see you today. The Bill Press Show coming to you live from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. A little quieter here around the home front this week because the House of Representatives off enjoying its August break. Don't you wish that you had the entire month of August off? Well, our members of Congress do. Of course, they say they're going to be working for the American people during the month of August. Yeah, you believe that. Got a bridge to sell you. The Senate is still in session, however, this week, so there's still lots going on. And, of course, President Obama still at the White House. He's off to George Mason University today for a veterans an event regarding help for our great veterans. And the United States Senate will be continuing debate health care reform legislation and cash for clunkers. We're on top of all of it, keeping our eye on both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue and giving you a chance to weigh in on the issues of the day. Our toll-free number, 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-77-377 on the website today, BillPressShow.com. And in addition to catching up with the president's daily schedule, I'll be posting a little bit later my report from the White House briefing today with Press Secretary Robert Gibbs, called for 1 p.m. East Coast time. I say called for because it never happens at the time it's called for. It's always at least a half an hour late. But you can follow my tweets. Is that the right word?
That's right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You can follow my tweets from the White House press briefing room today. It's the only place that I've agreed to Twitter. Tweet from. Sorry. I have to get
Twitter now and tweet verb.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I'll be tweeting. You can follow my tweets from the White House press briefing a little bit later. Team Press here. They're the ones to blame, by the way. If you're disappointed that I caved in on twittering, you have to blame Team Press, Peter Ogburn and Dan Henning.
I have to tell you, your tweets from the White House are pretty darn entertaining.
Yeah, they're very good.
For those that don't that aren't following us on Twitter, of course, you can go to BillPressShow.com. But that's
how you sign up, right?
You have to sign up to
get the tweets.
No, you know what? There's just too much time to explain.
No. Real quick, well, there are two options. You can see the tweets right on the front page of BillPressShow.com without signing up. But if you use Twitter, like as an app on your phone or on your computer at home, you can follow us.
Okay.
And then you'll see them automatically without, you know, having to.
So what do people do? Just tell me.
BillPressShow.com.
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 Okay. You were saying.
I was saying, so the whole process of getting to the gate, getting the word that it's running late, the questions that happen, it's a full real-time depiction of what's going on in the press room. It's fascinating.
Yeah, I love how you really say Gibbs late again, shocking, or stuff like that. Love it.
All right, right now. I'll be there. I'll be there today. And I forgot to mention, on the website today, we were the first ones to post photographs of the little Christian love nest down here on C Street where all the Christian adulterers were hanging out and holding prayer services at the same time. Mark Sanford lived there. John Ensign still lives there. Mike Pickering lived there. And Tom Coburn, the den mother, who was counseling all the adulterers. That's the prayer house that the Christian Fellowship has there. We call it the Christian Love Nest. And those photos are still up on our website, I guess, right, that I took? Are they?
I think they're still up, yeah.
Yeah. You can see it, 133 C Street Southeast is the address. Well, we have a link today to Doonesbury. Doonesbury starts a new comic series. His comic strip is devoted to the same Christian love nest. He calls it The House of the Fallen Sons. He's got a very good cartoon up today, and I'm sure that'll be continuing. So we link to that on the website today, BillPressShow.com. From the sports desk, the Bill Press Show sports desk, not necessarily a daily feature, except when big things happen, like Tiger Woods. He is back. Didn't make the cut for the British Open, but, boy, he cleaned up with the Buick Open. And he pointed out yesterday that it was the course was in good shape. It was a good day, and he was ready.
The guys made the golf course, you know, accessible today. You know, and moved on a couple tees, and you know, it certainly could be had this morning. There was very little wind. This afternoon to play a little bit trickier, and but still, you could still shoot a good number today. And you just had to be patient out there, and but also stay very focused because there were certainly a lot of distractions out there.
That's it. They moved the tees up. That's what I'm always hoping. They moved the tees up. Take a few yards off the game. Yeah, he came in 20 under par for the Buick Open. Phenomenal score. So
that's a pretty darn good
score. Was it 68th or 69th tournament?
69th PGA career win.
It's amazing, man.
Yeah. Little better than my career wins. Coming up a little bit later, we're going to be talking to Congressman Jerry Nadler from New York, one of the leaders of the Progressive Caucus, not happy with what the Blue Dogs are trying to do to health care. But first,
is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines making news, still from the sports desk, Buffalo Bills fans can get excited that one of their players is now in a bowl. Not the Super Bowl, a cereal bowl. Receiver Terrell Owens unveiled his new cereal last week, T.O.'s Honey Nut Oats. The breakfast food is being made by the same company.
You mean this is actually a bowl of cereal?
Actually a cereal. Yep, T.O.'s Honey Nut Oats, the breakfast food being made by the same company that back in the day made one for former quarterback Doug Flutie called Flutie's Flakes.
How did that do?
Did all right. And T.O.'s already sold like over 11,000 boxes of cereal. They sold out. So,
is this picture on the box?
Yes.
Of course. Oh,
yeah, right.
Of course it is.
No winner in Saturday night's
breakfast
drawing.
Of champions.
No winner in Saturday night's drawing for the Powerball lottery. That means this Wednesday night's drawing valued at $138 million. And for those in other states, no winner in Friday night's Mega Millions lottery. Tuesday night's drawing tomorrow night, $84 million.
So the $64,000 question is, will Bill Press be dumb enough to buy another $5 worth of lottery tickets for Wednesday night?
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably yes. Although it didn't do me much good.
And as you head to the beach this summer, August, a popular time to do it. How about this for the woman in your life? A bikini that dissolves in water. Put it on, get in the water, and it disappears in just 3 minutes. The London Sun says women's rights groups are outraged. The inventors from Germany are
Wait a minute. So a guy would buy this for a girl and not tell her.
Well, the goal is it's a gag gift. It's meant as a gag gift as a revenge for men who want to get back at partners who dumped them. So you say, hey, sorry it didn't work out, but I saw this bikini, thought it'd be good for you, try it on. Get in the water, 3 minutes later, it's gone.
You know, having just come back from the beach this weekend and spent this weekend at Fenwick, yeah. I get to see, you know, women running in it with all those people on the beach, right?
Yeah.
And they go in the ocean, they realize they don't have a bathing suit.
God.
So what do? They stay there till after dark? All right. Hey, 14 minutes after the hour here, this Monday, August 3rd, and the big, two big issues in front of the Senate. Again, the House, forget them, they're gone. But there are two big issues facing the Senate this week. We just talked with you outside the Beltway about one of them, cash for clunkers. And the other is what's going to happen with health care, what's going to happen. Well, we really still don't know. I'm becoming more skeptical that we're even going to see health care, that we're even going to see health care reform legislation this year. And if we don't, I don't think you can blame it on the Republicans. I think you have to blame it on the Democrats. Before we get into exactly where we are, just one personal note on this. Chris Dodd, great guy from and U.S. Senator, of course, from the state of Connecticut, up for re-election next year. Chris Dodd, who has stepped in since Teddy Kennedy's been sidelined with his brain tumor, Chris Dodd, who has stepped into the acting chairmanship of the Senate Help Committee, and with the help of Tom Harkin and other Democrats, put out a damn good health care reform bill, which I think the Senate ought to just run with and forget about the Finance Committee. At any rate, Chris Dodd announced on Friday that this health care reform debate has become very personal for him.
The biopsy came back and confirmed that I had prostate cancer.
Chris Dodd, diagnosed with prostate cancer, he will be operated on early this month, and he says he's not going to affect his plans for running for re-election next year. He said he'll just run for re-election without a prostate, but he said it does underscore and emphasize the problem of millions of Americans face who, unlike him, do not have health care insurance. Of course, Chris Dodd, as a member of the Senate, has one of the best plans out there, and a government-run health plan, by the way. But Chris Dodd points out, you know, this 47 million Americans are not as lucky as he is.
It's not about me. It's about people without health care, or the ones who are underinsured. People out there struggle every day. That's what really is at risk here.
That is what is risk, and again, I think we are at risk of not getting any health care reform legislation this year. So, what has changed over the weekend? Well, Friday, after we left you Friday, the House Energy and Commerce Committee, which is the third House committee to do so, passed its version of health care reform legislation. It's not as good as the other two House committees, the Ways and Means Committee, and forget the third committee that passed the legislation. This third bill from the House and Energy House Energy and Commerce Committee is a $900 billion plan, not a $1 trillion plan. It has a scaled back public plan option and a scaled back employer mandate. But at least now in the House we have three versions of a plan. In the Senate, we're still just the one version, the Senate Health Committee. The Senate Finance Committee, which was supposed to complete its work before the Senate leaves for its August vacation at the end of this week. House is gone. The Senate still has another week to go. The Senate Finance Committee, where the committee of six, three Republicans and three Democrats, have been trying to pound out a bipartisan plan. They announced on Friday, Chairman Max Baucus, that they're not going to get their job done. They won't get it done by Friday. So we'll come back in September still basically stuck where we are today, which is nowhere, because we're still waiting for Chuck Grassley. Why? I don't know. Chuck Grassley and these Republicans on the Senate Finance Committee to still accept something and for the Finance Committee to come up with a bipartisan plan. I think Harry Reid's making a mistake by giving them so much time. I believe that Harry Reid ought to just take that bill out of the Finance Committee and go to the floor with a Senate Help Committee bill. And listen, waiting for the Republicans to support health care reform legislation, don't we know now? It's not going to happen. They're never going to do it. Just like they didn't vote for the stimulus, just like none of them voted for the budget, none of them are going to vote for health care. They have no plan of their own. They're not interested in health care reform legislation. And I think that was proven true over the weekend. Here's what the Republicans had to say over the weekend. Here's Jim DeMint, you know, this half-wit from South Carolina that the Republicans have decided is their best spokesperson. He's the one who admitted that they see health care as a chance to Obama's Waterloo, right, to kill health care and therefore kill Obama politically. Now, over the weekend, he says there are going to be riots in the streets in August.
You're going to see Americans take to the street in August and go to their congressman's office, and they're going to go to town halls. And I think they're going to let congressmen and senators know that they need to keep their hands off their health care.
And then John McCain on CNN yesterday, he complains, despite all that Obama has done, despite bending over backwards to try to get some Republican support, McCain complains that, this isn't bipartisan enough.
It's got to be a true sit down. Okay, what are you going to concede? What are you going to concede? How we can come together? Not here's the plan. How can we fix it so it satisfies enough of you to call it, quote, bipartisan?
Yeah. I mean, what more could Obama do? He's invited Republicans down to the White House to talk about this. He has called Republicans to try to get their support. The Senate Help Committee took 160 Republican amendments, and then not one Republican voted for the bill. And what has John McCain done to help get health care reform legislation? Nothing. Nothing. He has the audacity to bitch about Obama not being bipartisan enough. And then they're still out there telling lies, John Thune. John Thune, yesterday speaking, or over the weekend, speaking for Republicans, with the lie that Obama is going to force people to drop their health care legislation and go into the public plan option.
Their plan for government-run health care would disrupt our current system and force millions of Americans who currently enjoy their employer-based coverage into a new health care plan run by government bureaucrats.
So I'd like to know from you whether you think, with all this going on, we're even going to see a plan at all. 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-7737. I'll tell you, I am less certain. I am not sure at all. And I mean it. I am not sure we're going to get health care reform legislation this year. It's closer than we've been in 50 years, but I think we could blow it. And if we do so, it won't be because of those Republicans, as much as I despise what they're doing. It'll be because the Democrats don't have enough backbone, and the Democrats won't just forget the Republicans and ram through a Democratic plan. That's what they ought to do. But I think they could blow it. 866-55-PRESS.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Losing your hair is bad news. Denial doesn't help. I'm Brian Reichenberg with exciting news. If you've been waiting for science to create a miracle, our lab in Italy has just released Kevis 8. This is the world's first topically applied enzyme complex that targets DHT, the medically recognized cause of hair loss. For years, thousands have received amazing results with Kevis, and now it's even better. Clinically tested, Kevis 8 promotes healthy hair growth for both men and women. Kevis can be used in conjunction with other products and treatments. Kevis, that's K-E-V-I-S. In celebration of our new 8th generation release, first 200 callers will receive 50% off plus an additional 30 days free. Call now, 888-604-HAIR. 888-604-HAIR. Call 888-604-HAIR. That's 888-604-HAIR.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this.
Go to freedom47.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom47.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom47.com. Freedom47.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Volume is building a little bit for southbounders on I-25 downtown. On that approach to 38th, as you make...
Ladies and gentlemen.
Presenting the one, the only.
Entertaining,
Rock is leading the way at this year's Emmys. The Tina Fey comedy, which is set behind the scenes of a fictional TV show, has been nominated for a whopping 22 awards, beating off competition from shows including The Office, Family Guy, Mad Men, and Flight of the Conchords. The ceremony will take place in L.A. on September 20th. Showbiz.
Just as you were starting to get to grips with 3G speeds on your cellular device, Verizon announced that it will trial its 4G network later this year. What does this mean for you? Well, nothing, unless you live in either Seattle or Boston, as those cities have been chosen as the first cities to get to try the new network. Long term, the company announced that they plan to launch in up to 30 markets next year.
Good for your wallet? That's right. Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products, and I've authorized giving away a risk-free trial of our Omega Berry fish oil with vitamin D and acai to anyone and everyone who calls now. Discover the miracle of fish oil for your skin, joints, focus, and heart health. To find out how to get your free trial, call now, 1-800-700-1392. It's pharmaceutical grade, it's ultra pure, and our formula offers up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, so you know you're making a great choice. Isn't it time you tried something that was great for your body and your wallet? Try it before you buy it, and I'll send you my new book, The Best Kept Secrets to Healthy Aging. The number for your free trial and free book is 1-800-700-1392, but you have to call now, 1-800-700-1392. 1-800-700-1392.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry.
It's time to think outside the box. Or as they say at Creekside Tree Nursery, it's time to think outside the row. That's right, the trees at Creekside Tree Nursery are so plentiful, they've started making their own rows. Creekside Tree Nursery is overstocked, and right now you can buy one tree and get the second one free when you mention this ad. From maples to cottonwoods, the trees must go. Visit them in Boulder on 61st Street between Valmont and J Road, or online at creeksideboulder.com. Some exclusions apply.
Time I hear this talking point about we don't want a bureaucrat between
yeah.
the patient and the doctor, I see red. What don't people understand that there already is a bureaucrat between us? It's from a for-profit health insurance company.
You got it.
Who doesn't care about outcome. Their only reason for existence is to turn a profit.
Yeah, you got the green shades from the insurance companies. I mean, if anybody saw Sicko, you see that, right? I mean, these are the people who look for ways to turn people down and drop their coverage.
So I would much rather it be a government bureaucrat. At least I could hold them to some sort of accountability.
Amen. Amen. Karen just got to run. Here's Scott from Fryeburg, Maine. Hey, Scott, what do you say?
Hey, Bill, how are you? I have to say, I think a big player in all this is the mainstream media and the money that in advertising by these insurance companies that go to it and their lack of informing the American public of what truly is going on, whether it's whether they're European healthcare systems or Canadian or the profits that are being made and the money. I think it's
Scott,
a media issue.
That's an excellent point I haven't heard anybody else make. Excellent. Yes, indeed. Let's come back and talk more healthcare with Jerry Nadler from New York.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Men and women, if you've got 10 to 30 pounds or more to lose, please listen carefully. Guys, many of us tend to overeat. We eat too much red meat, fast foods, and processed foods. This keeps the belly flabby and keeps our bodies overweight. Ladies, have you ever said, I feel fat today? Or do you have this bloated feeling? And how many of you have been trying to lose the same 10 to 20 pounds for years? There's a healthy and faster way to lose weight than any diet pill. It's called EverCleanse, a clinically proven weight loss and detox formula that helps you lose weight and get rid of the 5 to 25 pounds of waste that some experts say is trapped to the colon walls like spackle or paste. 2 weeks of EverCleanse may be equal to months of dieting. It's simple, too. Natural, tasteless crystals that dissolve in any food or beverage. EverCleanse will flatten out your midsection, reduce love handles, and bellies and bloating have been disappearing in just days. You see, EverCleanse gets rid of the weight you can't take off by exercising or starving yourself on a diet. And it's not something you have to take for the rest of your life. Call now to receive a very special offer.
Call 800-592-5157. Ask about a free supply. 800-592-5157. That's 800-592-5157.
Southbound I-25 starting to get really busy on that approach to 84th. We're also seeing more cars on both 225 approaching I-25 as well as 76. This is in the westbound direction, 74th up to 270. Speeds are going to be in the 40s and 50s through that stretch. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot one today with a high of almost 95 degrees. There is a chance of seeing some scattered showers, most likely in the afternoon. Currently it's 65. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you haven't thought about your car's battery in a while, it's time to talk to someone who has. The pros at Advance Auto Parts. They know all about batteries, how long they last, and when they should be replaced. They'll even install them for you free of charge. Advance Auto Parts will help you keep the wheels turning.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered the price of over 1,000 items pros use the most. Like 25% off all in-stock GAF Elk shingles sold exclusively at the Home Depot. Savings like that can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through August 12th in U.S. only. See store for detail.
I'm Howie Mandel. Did you know attention deficit hyperactivity disorder in adults is a real and treatable medical disorder? The symptoms of ADHD make it difficult to pay attention, focus, be organized, complete tasks, and maintain relationships. Talk to your doctor and visit AdultADHDIsReal.com.
Fairy residents, this is Tooth speaking. I'm sorry, did you say credit? Credit Fairy? Perhaps you have the wrong number. Actually, no, I'm not familiar with the Credit Fairy, and I know all the fairies. We're a tight-knit bunch. Why don't you tell me more about what the Credit Fairy does? Maybe it'll ring a bell. The Credit Fairy magically raises your credit score so you'll be more likely to receive better interest rates? I'm pretty sure there's not a Credit Fairy. But I do know you can improve your credit rating by paying bills on time and keeping your credit card balances low. Glad I could help. Me? Well, I leave money under children's pillows. Adults? No, kids only. But I do know a good dentist.
There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
Hello, my name is Jeffrey, but people in this town call me Maniac. They call me that because I'm the fastest runner in town. But just because everyone knows who I am doesn't mean I belong. I don't really belong anywhere. You see, I'm an orphan, and I wander the streets just looking for a place that I can truly call home. My name is Maniac McGee, and I'm all alone. Explore new worlds. Read my story in the novel Maniac McGee by Jerry Spinelli. For other great book ideas, visit your local library or log on to literacy.gov. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation. This is the Bill Press Show.
The Bill Press Show coming to you live coast to coast out of our little radio factory here on Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C., 33 minutes after the hour this Monday, August 3rd. The House has left town. The Senate is still here. The Senate Finance Committee, the so-called Committee of Six, still trying to hammer out their version of health care reform legislation. Meanwhile, the House Energy and Commerce Committee passed its form of a scaled-back healthcare reform legislation on Friday, and the House will pick up that to try to reconcile its three versions of healthcare reform when they come back in September. One person very involved in the crafting of this legislation, one of our favorite guests back when I was doing Crossfire, had him on many, many times, representing New York's 8th Congressional District, Congressman Jerry Nadler. Hey, Congressman, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Good to talk to you again. The Energy and Commerce Committee passed this version of the healthcare reform legislation on Friday. I have here in front of me a letter dated July 30, signed by you and other members of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, saying you weren't happy with the deal made, if you will, between Chairman Waxman and the Blue Dog Democrats on the committee. Why not?
Well, because for two reasons, essentially. I mean, it's a good bill in many respects, but in two key respects, the bill was very much weakened. A key point of the bill is the so-called public option, that people will be able to, that if you don't have employer-based health insurance, you will be able to go to this new market we're setting up called the exchange and buy health insurance at group rates, health insurance that have certain guarantees in it, no rescissions, no ability to not take you because of pre-existing medical conditions and so forth. And you'll be able to buy either a private plan or a public option. And the public option is very important because, number one, it should be more efficient and better in many respects. But number two, as the president says, it should keep the private plans honest by providing them competition, keeping the rates down, et cetera. One of the key features of the private plan, of the public plan, rather, is that the reimbursement rates for doctors and hospitals should be based on Medicare rates. That keeps the costs down and could keep the costs in the private companies down through competition.
Right.
Now, the Energy and Commerce Committee watered that down by saying that you could not set the rates, but that the rates would be negotiated with the doctors and the insurance company and the hospitals. Now, this option, especially when it's first getting going, won't have nearly enough leverage to negotiate those good rates. The Congressional Budget Office estimates that change will cost about $60 billion. That is, that the premiums will have to be $60 billion higher over 10 years to pay for that change. And therefore, the cost will be increased by $60 billion, which the so-called compromise proposes to make up for by saying that low and moderate income people who will be subsidized in the cost of buying insurance on the private market will have to pay a higher percentage of their income before they're subsidized. So in other words, you're paying for it on the backs of low and moderate income people, and there's no good reason for that.
Well, what's interesting to me about that is that the so-called blue dogs, right, who ostensibly are out to save money, right, that's why they say they didn't like the plan that came out of the Ways and Means Committee, for example, but they're not saving money. They're costing taxpayers another $60 billion.
Yes, that's exactly right. They're costing taxpayers another $60 billion, and they made several other changes to the bill that cost an additional $40 billion, roughly, and they pay for all that by putting it on the... Well, they pay for it in two ways. Number one, by putting it on the backs of moderate and middle income taxpayers, and by saying that part of the cost of the bill will be put onto the state governments instead of the federal government. So that saves money for the federal government, but it's an unfunded mandate for the state taxpayers. So there, frankly, the blue dogs, all their propaganda about just being out to save money is simply not true.
Well, here's what I don't understand, Congressman, is that there, just on a numbers point of view, right, there are 80-some members of the Progressive Caucus and a lot more Democrats in the House who would support, I think, the plan that the members of the Progressive Caucus support, and there are like 52 of these blue dogs. Why do the blue dogs have such clout?
Well, the Blue Dogs have a lot of clout, and by the way, it isn't that our plan. We are saying that the plan that came out of Ways and Means Committee and out of the Ed and Labor Committee, which has a robust public option, we want to support those.
Right.
The Blue Dogs have a lot of clout because they can threaten simply not to vote for the plan, and in particular they had clout because there were seven of them who threatened not to vote for it on the Education and Commerce Committee. That's why they got the so-called compromise, in order to get the bill out of the Education and Commerce Committee, because if the seven of them, or even four or more of them, had switched and voted the other way with all the Republicans who were going to vote against the bill no matter what it said, because they simply don't want any health insurance reform, then they could prevent the bill from coming out of the committee. That's what gave them the clout.
Do you think the so-called co-ops that the Senate Finance Committee is apparently going to recommend is an acceptable alternative to a public plan option?
No, the co-ops are simply a cop-out. There are only two successful examples of co-ops in the United States, one in somewhere in Washington State, and I forget where the other one is. although many, many were tried over the decades. Only two that have been successful. There are many questions about them, and there's no reason not to do it right.
And they're run by nonprofit insurance companies, right?
It's a nonprofit, but they don't have the economies that come with the using the apparatus that the government already has, the entire Medicare apparatus. Mm-hmm. They don't come with the ability to set rates. The only point of them is an ideological aversion to the government being involved in this.
And if you had to, I want to come back to the employer mandate, though, before we go, move on. Again, we're talking with Congressman Jerry Nadler in New York's 8th Congressional District. Is there an employer mandate? In other words, would employers be required to offer public health insurance to their employees under the House Ways and Means Plan, for example?
Well, under any of the bills in the House, yes.
Yes.
And for that matter, in the Senate, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
There would be a pay-or-play requirement. Employers, except for very small employers, would be required either to offer health insurance to their employees at least a certain minimum benefit level, or to pay into a fund which would be used for that purpose.
Now, Congressman, what is your best guess? Do you think, given the fact that the Republicans are not going to vote for anything, which I think you and I would agree on, and given the division among Democrats over this, do you believe that there will be health care reform legislation this year?
Yes, I do believe it, because it's too important not to. And it's important not only for the welfare of the country, it's also important politically for the Obama administration. I think they're going to have to step in and twist some arms in the Senate at some point.
And do you think it will be a bill that you, as a member of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, can proudly vote for?
I certainly hope so. I mean, we will put out a bill from this. I'm pretty confident we'll put out a bill from the House that we can support.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that when the CBO officially scores the bill that the Commerce Committee, Commerce Energy Committee puts out, and shows how much more expensive it is, I think it'll knock some of the insistence by some, not all the blue dogs, but a lot of them, into a cocked hat. So I think that we'll report out a good bill.
Now, just a final question on health care.
I'm less confident about it.
One last question on health care. This, I think, sums up where the Republicans are coming from, their message. This is John Thune, of course, from South Dakota over the weekend.
Their plan for government-run health care would disrupt our current system and force millions of Americans who currently enjoy their employer-based coverage into a new health care plan run by government bureaucrats.
There you go. Socialized medicine, Congressman.
Well, first of all, it's just a cock of it's just nonsense. I mean, frankly, I wish we were passing a single-payer bill, which would substitute every, in effect, Medicare
Amen.
For all, but we're not. In fact, the bill is very restrictive on the government option. You can't get, in order to buy insurance on the exchange, this new market we're setting up, and if you buy insurance on the exchange, you can choose a private plan, Prudential or Aetna or Cigna, or the public plan. You have to not get insurance from your employer. If you do, you're not eligible to go here. In fact, it's so restrictive that it's estimated by CBO, by Congressional Budget Office, again, which is a nonpartisan group that
right.
is officially in charge of estimating these things, that only about 30 million people will get their insurance on the exchange, of whom about a third or 10 million people will be in the public plan in 10 years, assuming we don't make it even more restrictive than it is in the bill. So that means 10 million out of about 330 million. Now, it's not going to take over health care. You are not permitted to go into the exchange unless you're trying to buy insurance on the private by yourself.
Yeah.
Now, the beauty of the exchange and the public option there is that if you're a private person who doesn't get, or a family who doesn't get insurance through your employer, number one, the employer insurance is going to have to be a certain minimum benefits level. That's going to change. But now you can go to the exchange and get insurance at group rates,
mm-hmm.
which are much cheaper than individual rates, and they cannot reject you for previous conditions, for existing conditions because you have a sickness or for whatever.
Well, it's just amazing to me that the lies that Republicans continue to tell,
let me
tell.
Mention one.
You know
of
what?
Them.
I tell you, I got to run along, okay. Congressman. I'm sorry, but I'm so grateful that you joined us, and thank you for fighting the good fight. You and Lynn Woolsey and the others, you know, in the Progressive Caucus, you're on the right side. I think you're representing the best of what the American people want. So keep up the good fight. Thanks, Congressman.
Thank you very much.
All right, Congressman Jerry Nadler from New York on health care reform legislation. He's a little more confident than I am.
The Bill Press Show continues. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Did you know the tap water in your home may be hazardous? Not to your health, but to your appliances and your wallet. Your home's hard water creates pipe-clogging limescale, and that can shorten the life of your water heater, ruin your dishwasher, and break down your washing machine. Limescale deposits block the heating element, which costs you up to 25% more. That's an extra $1,200 a year in energy and wear. But you can remove limescale without chemicals, magnets, or salts. It's easy with HydroCare, the patented device from Wave Home Solutions. See for yourself at goodwaternow.com. You simply clip HydroCare to your main water pipe. HydroCare removes and prevents limescale buildup in your entire plumbing system, guaranteed. If your home has hard water, extend the life of your appliances with HydroCare. Just go to goodwaternow.com. Lower your energy costs. Visit goodwaternow.com. That's goodwaternow.com. Goodwaternow.com.
We're looking at standard slowdowns with no
The miles ahead. Let Midas keep your car ready. Midas is total car care. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. For total car care, trust your car to the experts. Midas, we're on this road together.
The box. Or as they say at Creekside Tree Nursery, it's time to think outside the row. That's right, the trees at Creekside Tree Nursery are so plentiful, they've started making their own rows. Creekside Tree Nursery is overstocked, and right now you can buy one tree and get the second one free when you mention this ad. From maples to cottonwoods, the trees must go. Visit them in Boulder on 61st Street between Valmont and J Road, or online at creeksideboulder.com. Some exclusions apply.
Hi, this is Jay Marv, and most of you know that I have been really, really sick. And coming October the 10th, I'm going to Philadelphia. Actually, it's Lynnwood, New Jersey, to have two operations to fix what's wrong with me. And I just want to thank everybody. I just want to thank all of you for all of your support, all the emails, all the letters. And I also really want to thank Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal. They have been just great to me. So I'm not going to tell you to go there and buy a car. I'm not going to get into any of that. I just want to take 60 seconds, sponsored by Rocky's, to thank you and to thank Rocky's. I really do love you, and thanks for all of your support. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
12 minutes before the top of the hour, happy Monday. Rounding up with a couple of stories you may have missed today. By the way, the Beer Summit. Reverberations continue from last week's Beer Summit. You know, the one person who was sort of left out of the around the beer table there at the White House was the woman who made the call, the 911 call. Lucia Whalen is her name. She called on behalf of another neighbor who saw the two men breaking into that house or, you know, kind of busting the door down. And but she was not totally forgotten. She got a big bouquet of roses over the weekend, sent to her by Professor Gates. And she said she thought the bouquet was, they were amazing. She appreciated them very, very much. And we know that Professor Gates and Sergeant Crowley plan to get together again and continue their conversation, which they started around the beer table at the White House. It's reported they may even go to a Red Sox game together. Yep, how about that? Meanwhile, here in Washington, D.C., the big excitement Saturday night at FedEx Field, Paul McCartney, a sold-out crowd, three-hour concert. McCartney, Paul, Sir Paul, we should call him, singing his own classics, including one of them with a very special dedication. Here's Sir Paul.
Can we put this next song in the set tonight, especially for Washington? It's one we don't do all the time, but this is one that we think.
Uh-oh, we know what's coming.
Barack might want to sing to someone.
Yes. Well, the sound a little scratchy there, but at any rate, that was Michelle Mabel, dedicated to First Lady Michelle Obama. Big hit there Saturday night. I understand it was a phenomenal concert. The Washington Post this morning, their review of the concert is over the top. They say that McCartney proved that he is the best performer by far in the world today.
You know, a lot of these guys will go out if they've had a lot of success with bands, and then they go out on their solo tours. They really want to focus on their solo work. McCartney, man, he does all the Beatles
songs,
tunes,
right? Yeah.
All the ones that he sang and wrote. It's a really, really good show. I didn't go to this one. I've been to a McCartney concert before, but yeah, it's phenomenal.
Yeah. Anyhow, great, great show. Sorry I missed it. And the other magnificent performer continues to wow them. Can you believe it? Mozart. Yes, over the weekend in Salzburg, a premiere performance, meaning the first time ever played two new Mozart competitions that were lost for all this time and found and performed for the first time on Mozart's piano. Imagine this. These were written by Mozart when he was either 7 or 8 years old. That's unbelievable. Yeah. Must be one of the greatest geniuses, you know, ever.
It's amazing to think of a little 7-year-old kid writing, not only just playing around on the piano, but writing it out to where a modern-day musician today can perform it like that.
He must have been able to play it, right, in order to write it, I would think, at the time. Unbelievable. With that, I'll be back with a very humble parting shot.
This is The Bill Press Show. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Did you know the tap water in your home may be hazardous? Not to your health, but to your appliances and your wallet. Your home's hard water creates pipe clogging lime scale. And that can shorten the life of your water heater, ruin your dishwasher, and break down your washing machine. Limescale deposits block the heating element, which costs you up to 25% more. That's an extra $1,200 a year in energy and wear. But you can remove limescale without chemicals, magnets, or salts. It's easy with HydroCare, the patented device from Wave Home Solutions. See for yourself at goodwaternow.com. You simply clip HydroCare to your main water pipe. HydroCare removes and prevents limescale buildup in your entire plumbing system, guaranteed. If your home has hard water, extend the life of your appliances with HydroCare. Just go to goodwaternow.com. Lower your energy costs. Visit goodwaternow.com. That's goodwaternow.com. Goodwaternow.com.
I'm Howie Mandel. Did you know attention deficit hyperactivity disorder in adults is a real and treatable medical disorder? I know because I am one of the estimated 10 million adults in the U.S. who have ADHD. The symptoms of ADHD, inattention, hyperactivity, and impulsivity make it difficult to pay attention and focus, be organized, complete tasks, and maintain relationships. I've been diagnosed with ADHD. In my life, I've often misplaced things and have found it difficult to sit down and read a script for work or even have a conversation. You know, the kind when you're actually listening without interrupting. It's never too late for adults to seek help for ADHD and find the right treatment plan. Get information at AdultADHDIsReal.com and take an ADHD self-screener. Talk to your doctor. The right treatment plan can help control your symptoms so you can stay focused and organized, get things done at home and work, and help improve relationships. Visit AdultADHDIsReal.com to learn more about adult ADHD. Don't let ADHD prevent you from achieving your goals. I haven't.
What have you done for your marriage today? For every couple, it's a little different.
Well, I would like to say a hug and a kiss, but it was kind of hectic for us this morning.
We're going to the museum as a family.
I gave her a call and said, thinking of her and the kids.
What have I done for my marriage today?
Yeah, I sent my husband a love email.
I think I've avoided all controversial things today.
Is that your answer?
That's pretty much it, yes.
While we're spending the day together, so that's good.
She works at night and Dwight works during the day, so spending the day together is actually pretty big.
Yeah.
I suppose I didn't yell at him for anything.
You're
at all.
Done?
Anything.
I made my wife laugh. That is a big plus for a marriage. Keep her laughing.
What have you done for your marriage today? Small changes can make a world of difference. Get started at foryourmarriage.org. A message from the Catholic Communication Campaign.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Monday, August 3rd, my parting shot for today. Hey, did you hear about that government bureaucrat who launched a five-month program that only lasted 4 days? Well, it might be funny if it weren't so true. And, of course, I'm talking about the Cash for Clunkers program launched by Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood just 1 week ago today. Think about it. At first, it looked like a great program, $1 billion in free money, offering consumers a $4,500 bonus for trading in their old polluting gas-guzzling clunker for a safer, cleaner, more fuel-efficient new car. But, warned the feds, hey, you'd better act soon because the money's only expected to last until November 1st. Wrong. Actually, so many drivers rushed out to car dealers that the program ran out of money in only 4 days. And now, who knows what's going to happen? Before leaving town, the House voted another $2 billion to keep the program alive, but the Senate won't vote until later this week. Republicans are trying to kill the program, and meanwhile, dealers are reluctant to make any new deals because nobody knows for sure if the program will be extended or not. Yes, Cash for Clunkers could get a new life, or it could just disappear. What a mess. Imagine that. Government can't even give money away without screwing it up. That's my parting shot for today. I hope the Senate chimes in. I hope they keep the program going because it's a good program. All right, a lot going on today. White House press briefing at 1 p.m. Call for 1 p.m. Eastern. I will be there. I will be tweeting from there. You can follow it. Go to the website, BillPressShow.com. Sign up. Helene Cooper from the New York Times joins us tomorrow here on the Bill Press Show. We'll see you then.
Is the Bill Press.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered the price of over 1,000 items pros use the most. Like 25% off all in-stock GAF Elk shingles sold exclusively at the Home Depot. Savings like that can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through August 12th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Control your financial destiny with the all-new LendingTree, giving you the ability to manage your money, your credit, and your loans all in one place. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit the allnewlendingtree.com.
Ellie the Mammy. And my friend Sid the Sloth knows what being a great parent is all about.
I'm responsible, loving, nurturing.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Who gets Michael Jackson's children? Who gets to control his money? Both questions will come up at a Los Angeles hearing a few hours from now. Control of Jackson's estate could take time to resolve, but a custody agreement has already been worked out.
A judge here is expected to finalize the deal today. Under the agreement, Michael Jackson's mother, Catherine, will get custody of the three Jackson children. Debbie Rowe, the mother of the two oldest, will be given visitation rights. Jackson biographer J. Randy Taraborelli.
Michael's wishes were really clear and specific in his will that he wanted his mother to be responsible for his kids.
The judge will also deal with a growing dispute over control of Jackson's estate. The pop star's mother wants to have more of a say in how the estate is handled. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Continental Airlines Flight 128 from Rio de Janeiro to Houston was a flight to remember.
The aircraft was climbing from 36 to 38,000 feet when the crew reported it hit severe turbulence.
The FAA's Kathleen Bergen says 26 people suffered bumps, bruises, and assorted other injuries. Four were seriously hurt. The plane diverted to Miami, where it landed safely, and the injured were rushed to hospitals. The House has voted to extend the Cash for Clunkers rebate program, but it's not clear if the Senate's going to go along. CBS's Nancy Cordes has the latest.
Republicans who don't like the Cash for Clunkers program may try to stall. And then there's the question of whether the Senate even has time to take up Cash for Clunkers this week. They've got a lot on their plate before they head off for their August recess.
Standish, Michigan, and Fort Leavenworth, Kansas have something in common. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnato. What's that, Barry?
Both are being considered for a maximum security prison that would house detainees transferred from Guantanamo Bay and provide courtrooms for civilian trials and military commissions. The idea is being tossed around as Obama administration planners consider ways to shut down the controversial Guantanamo facility. In both states, opinions right now largely aligned. Some Republican lawmakers in Kansas plan a news conference in about an hour to voice opposition. Frank?
A new study finds that phys ed injuries in school have gone up sharply in 11 years. Researcher Lara McKenzie.
We did find a 150% increase in PE-related injuries presenting to emergency departments, and that was consistent across gender and age groups.
A second study finds that cheerleading accounts for two-thirds of the serious injuries girls and young women suffer in high school and college. Price, price, price may have replaced location, location, location as the buzzword for real estate agents. The Wall Street Journal says sales of cheaper homes have picked up, but expensive properties are still hard to move. Broker Sally Daly sees that every day in Vero Beach, Florida.
We had thought by now that once the good stuff is gone in the lower price point demand, and it hasn't materialized.
Just ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up 9 points. This is CBS News.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered the price of over 1,000 items pros use the most. Like 25% off all in-stock GAF Elk shingles sold exclusively at the Home Depot. Savings like that can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through August 12th in U.S. only. See store for details.
The challenge, egg omelet in one sitting.
Breakfast, the most important meal of the day? Try most enormous.
30 inches of pizza.
I think I'm getting a little pizza drunk.
6 nuclear wings.
What do you guys make that with? Plutonium?
The challenger, one hungry man.
My kind of odds.
Adam Richman has the travel bug, and it's taking him across the country tackling the biggest and boldest food challenges around. Man versus food. Catch it Wednesdays at 10 Eastern and Pacific, only on the Travel Channel.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AME local news update. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says he's confident the Senate will okay an extra $2 billion this week for the Cash for Clunkers program. Otherwise, he says the feds will have to put the brakes on the car buying incentive program. The current $1 billion budgeted for the program will run out by the end of the day. Even the people who make money repairing the old clunkers say the rebates are a good deal, but they say you've got to remember where the money comes from.
You're basically paying yourself to buy a new car. Because ultimately, the government
is you.
Tim Hopp with TH Automotive in Thornton says the rush to take advantage of the program could cost you. It's still important, he says, to shop around and make sure you're getting the new car you want. In sports, the Rockies have the day off after finishing a sweep of the Reds in Cincinnati. The Rockies have now won four games in a row. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The Denver Drive starting to get busy right now, especially routes like southbound 225 coming up on Yosemite. Southbound there's on I-25, dragging just a little bit on the approach to 84th. Same deal for westbound 76. This is from about Highway 85 all the way up towards I-25. In fact, speeds through that stretch are going to drop into the 20s and 30s. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be hot with a high in the mid-90s, currently 66. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Regional Air Quality Council urges you to take care of our summer air. You can reduce ozone pollution by riding your bike, walking, or taking public transit to work or school at least one day per week. For more information, go to ozoneaware.org.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered the price of over 1,000 items pros use the most. Like 25% off all in-stock GAF Elk shingles sold exclusively at the Home Depot. Savings like that can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through August 12th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Progressing.
We progressive.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7:06 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. I'll be here today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Then I gotta head to Kennebunkport, Maine. No, not to visit the bushes. I've got a wedding. So it's going to be a abbreviated week for me, but then I'll be back next week. It's one of those days out there you're just thrilled to live on the Front Range. And if you're not out of bed yet, get out of bed, look out the window. Crystal clear. Well, I wouldn't say crystal clear, but pretty darn clear. And looks like it's going to go up into the, I think, the 80s today. No. 96, says my computer. 96 degrees today. Well, I'm just thrilled we're not having any more rain. Last night took in the Jazz in the Park over at City Park. It was packed. I think people are psyched that that it's not raining, so it seemed especially crowded last night. And it is now Monday morning, and the thing getting me over the case of the Mondays is the weather. Also, a lot of news. So with that, let's go to our news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
Okay, let's do local news first today. In the Denver Post, Denver Post reports that a Denver attorney described by a fellow lawyer as a senior statesman of the Colorado Bar plans to sue the state in federal court, arguing that the taxpayer's Bill of Rights here in Colorado violates the U.S. Constitution. Herbert Fenster, the lawyer, says the measure has so weakened the Colorado legislature that it flouts Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, the provision that holds that the federal government must ensure the states have, quote, a Republican form of government, which Fenster said refers to representative democracy. Instead, Fenster said Tabor has pushed Colorado towards a direct democracy. And the argument actually makes logical sense, that if the Constitution says that we need a Republican form of government, small r, that means that we elect representatives who legislate on our behalf. Tabor, of course, takes away the power of the legislature to legislate on a huge swath of issues that relate to taxes and spending, which is basically what a state legislature does. So it's going to be an interesting case. Grand Junction Sentinel reports that in the raging debate over health care in recent weeks, there has been one impenetrable zone of silence. The Washington office of Congressman John Salazar, the Democrat of Colorado. Salazar, whose third congressional district includes western Colorado, last was heard from on the matter of health when he invited the president to visit Rocky Mountain health plans
and the various nonprofit entities that surround it. That's the those are the folks out in Grand Junction we talked to last week who have driven down costs there. Senator Michael Bennett has already taken advantage of a visit to Rocky Mountain Health Plans to announce a measure that would encourage others in the healthcare business to work more with patients and with each other. But again, the Grand Junction Sentinel, the biggest paper in John Salazar's district, is now chiding him for being completely silent. Denver Business Journal reports a federal appeals court on Friday ordered ExQuest CEO Joe Nachio resentenced on terms likely to mean a shorter prison term, and smaller financial penalties for his insider trading conviction. So Nachio might get off a little easy. Channel 9 News reports the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, i.e. the stimulus bill, is supposed to create or save 59,000 jobs in Colorado by the end of 2010, but 5 months into the program, state officials can link fewer than 1,000 new full-time equivalent positions to stimulus spending. The biggest source of employment so far is a summer work program for youths run by the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment. But the federal government has responded by saying that those jobs are coming. More jobs are coming. So, jury's still out, I guess. Colorado Independent reports that Colorado's top ethics panel agreed Friday to release unedited audio recordings of two secret meetings and plans to turn over redacted recordings of five additional closed-door meetings conducted earlier this year. The announcement came during a hearing in Denver District Court on a lawsuit filed by the Colorado Independent alleging the Colorado Independent Ethics Commission illegally met behind closed doors a dozen times between January and May. We've had Ernest Luning, the reporter for the Colorado Independent, on this show to discuss that. So that's a pretty big breakthrough. Jared Polis back in the news. Colorado Polis has an interesting post up about how Congressman Polis, who was on this show last week, is having town meetings in his district, saying that he is not going to obstruct President Obama's health care reform package. In fact, Polis was in the Denver Post in an op-ed defending Obama's health care plan. Specifically, he came on this radio show and said that he doesn't have a conceptual problem with tax increases on the wealthy to pay for the bill. He says he's mainly concerned with the structure of those tax increases so that they don't hit small businesses. I made the point that according to the IRS data, that only 4% of small businesses would be hit with the proposed tax. But point being is that Polis is out there at town meetings on conference calls saying that he doesn't have a problem with some kind of tax increases on the wealthy to pay for health care. However, Colorado Polis notes that when Polis is talking to the national media in Washington, he's saying something different. In the New York Times over the weekend, Polis said, "On issues where we agree, we are not afraid to speak out together." He's talking about freshman members of Congress, "and flex our muscles. And one of those issues in the context of healthcare debate was speaking out against tax increases we see as too expensive." So Polis seems to be saying different things to the national media than he's saying here at home. Denver Post has over the weekend on Sunday, turning to oil and gas extraction, has an interesting story of the political fracture over oil extraction. On a December morning in 2007, the Bainbridge, Ohio home of Thelma and Richard Payne was blasted off its foundations by a natural gas explosion. The incident occurred not long after a natural gas well was drilled and hydrofractured nearby. The case has become a poster child for fracking critics. While the explosion was clearly linked to the well drilling, the fracking wasn't the main problem. According to the Ohio Oil and Gas Commission, the incident, in which no one was injured and the house remained intact, underscores what the Post calls the complexity, confusion, and lack of information surrounding the process and efforts to control it. It's an issue that, of course, directly touches Colorado, where 95% of all oil and gas wells depend on fracking. The battle is now focused on a bill in Congress co-sponsored by two Colorado Democrats, Congresswoman Diana DeGette and Jared Polis, to put the process under the Federal Safe Drinking Water Act. So I would encourage, if you're interested in that issue, check out that Denver Post story. Fort Collins, Colorado, reports that if you're a man under 30 years old and on the Colorado Medical Marijuana Registry, Colorado health officials may be looking at you with a skeptical eye. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment said Thursday the number of male medical marijuana registrants younger than age 30 has risen sharply in the past year, and state officials suspect some doctors are prescribing the drug, and they may be doing so improperly. Larimer County, fifth in Colorado for medical marijuana patients, has seen a dramatic rise in medical marijuana registrants of all ages, more than doubling from 312 registrants at the end of July 2008, now to 864 by the end of June 2009. So we may have an in-state crackdown on medical marijuana. Back to healthcare, a new report out from the Center for American Progress looks at how the healthcare crisis is specifically affecting Colorado. In Colorado, there's been a 14% increase in the uninsured rate since 2007, says the report. 880,000 are uninsured today in Colorado. In Colorado, the combined market share of the top two insurers is 53%, limiting employers' and families' health insurance options as well as the care they can receive. National news. The House is rushing to fix that clunkers, cash for clunkers bill, but the Senate Republicans are looking to turn off the ignition. That's the headline in the New York Daily News. Republican senators are vowing to turn off the gas pump on the wildly popular cash for clunkers program, saying it's just another bailout that heaps debt on future generations. The program, which lets people turn in their old gas guzzlers and get up to $4,500 to buy a new, more fuel-efficient car, will be suspended tomorrow if the Senate fails to extend it. Now, where I don't understand this Republican argument is that the proposal is to shift stimulus money that's already going to be spent into this program. So it's not adding any new spending that we're not already going to spend. It's simply taking a piece of a bill that's going to spend money and putting it into a program that's been pretty successful. Now, on the other side, progressives are arguing, some progressives in the environmental community are arguing that the fuel efficiency ratings of the program right now are not high enough, and they're trying to increase the fuel efficiency standards so that you have to buy a more narrow set of cars that get better fuel efficiency. New York Times says the Obama aides see signs of recovery but say it will be slow. President Obama's top economic advisors gave upbeat assessments of the American economy on Sunday, predicting an imminent start to a recovery but a slow and arduous one compared with previous rebounds. Obama, interestingly, said something a little different. He warned on Saturday it would take many more months for the United States to get out of a recession, even after GDP figures show the economy shrank only modestly in the second quarter. Wall Street Journal reports that drug makers and oil and gas companies boosted their lobbying in Washington during the 3 months ended June 30th amid a flurry of congressional action on health care and climate legislation. That's not surprising. AP reports that two of President Obama's economic heavyweights said middle-class taxes might have to go up to pare budget deficits or to pay for the proposed overhaul of the nation's health care system. AP reports that even as Americans suffering rising unemployment foreclosure rates in three states hit hardest by the housing bust, California, Arizona, and Florida have stabilized in June. So that's good news. And our final story of the national news update. As a gamer, I have to report this. Video gamers are gamers for life, a new study says. And that's no surprise to the industry that peddles the games and the hardware, which grew last year as the rest of the economy went south. Health experts are worried that the deepening love affair some gamers have with their consoles may lead to addiction. Consumer spending on video game hardware, software, and accessories rose by 19% in 2008 over the previous year to $22 billion. That is a huge increase. And I will say, I think the study is right, that when you start playing games as a kid, you keep playing games even as an adult. I can attest to that. That is your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Okay, so for the first topic of the hour, here's what we're going to throw out there. You heard a lot on the Sunday shows and in the national news about tax policy, tax increases. The open question, are you worried that tax increases, even if they're on the exclusively wealthy, will hurt the economy? Do you buy the argument that we can't raise taxes to pay for health care, to pay for better infrastructure, to pay for job growth? Because tax increases in general will hurt the economy. Jared Polis, the congressman from Boulder, seems to be saying that to the national media, even though in the local media he's saying almost exactly the opposite, that we can afford some tax increases in order to pay for state and national priorities like health care. Now, here's where I come down. I think if you do the right tax increases and really tax reform, that's not going to hurt the economy. The operative point here is right, of course. And I think that we have economic history that tells us that we can really grow our economy if we target tax increases properly. What am I talking about? Well, Bill Clinton came in during a recession in 1993 and raised taxes on the wealthy, and the economy proceeded to boom. Now, I'm not arguing that the economy boomed because he raised taxes. What I'm arguing is that the prudent tax reform that he pushed through, and I've been a critic of Bill Clinton, especially on economic policy, but the prudent tax reform that he pushed through did not inhibit growth. And you could argue that the spending, some of the spending programs that were able to be funded by that revenue increase, did help and did improve our growth. So that's where I come down on this issue. And I think that you can limit the amount of tax increases you do by doing, again, tax reform. That is, changing the shape of your tax policy instead of raising overall taxes. What we know is that the wealthiest 1% are paying the lowest tax rates they've faced in 20 years. And they make the highest share of income that they make, that they've made since 1929. And we know that people like Warren Buffett, the billionaire, have said that they, because of regressive taxes, the payroll tax, state and local taxes, because of how regressive the overall tax system is, they pay a lower effective tax rate than their secretaries. A study came out from the Citizens for Tax Justice looking at IRS data that found the 400 richest Americans, get this, the 400 richest Americans paid an effective tax rate of 17%. And we'll get into why that is. But the open question is, do you think tax increases automatically will hurt the economy, or do you think we can target them properly in a way that won't inhibit growth? The number, 303-713-7600. Again, 303-713-7600. We got a couple open lines. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with Todd Parker.
Not a bad trip as you're out and about. No real crashes or stalls to get in your way, but we do have slowdowns in those usual spots like eastbound I-70, Pecos up towards York. Same deal for northbounders on 225. This is on that approach to Parker Road all the way up towards Mississippi. Speeds are going to drop into the 20s and 30s as you're driving across Aurora through that stretch. Heavy traffic as well. Eastbound 36, this is Pecos towards I-25. Remember that Colorado State Parks, they're free today, so check those out. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Save with all-new super price reductions at King Supers. You'll find them on products like half gallons of Kroger orange juice. Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paint stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Replace a Lens, a proud supporter of AM 760 Radio. Why not recycle and reuse your eyeglass frames by simply replacing your lenses? Other retailers want you to spend more by buying new frames and lenses. Go lab direct with Replace a Lens. for the lowest price in town on lenses and eyewear. Tell Replace a Lens you heard this ad on AM 760 and get single vision lenses for $30 a pair, bifocals for $40 a pair, and progressive no-line bifocals for just $50 a pair. Replace a Lens is located in Denver on the southwest corner of Iliff and Trenton, just east of Quebec. Call 303-752-1234 or go to replacealens.com. Progressive lenses at progressive prices for progressive listeners. Replace a Lens, 303-752-1234. That's 303-752-1234 or replacealens.com.
282-1646, 1-800-282-1646, 1-800-282-1646.
How about you get hit in an automobile accident? So I bring up Mike Turner and Scott Henderson because they fight these people all the time. So the big guys are not going to push the little guys around because I got Mike Turner and Scott Henderson to step in. They're progressive lawyers, and they don't fool around.
Mike Turner and Scott Henderson Law Firm, proud supporters of AM 760. Call 303-300-1600. That's 303-300-1600.
Control your financial destiny with the all-new LendingTree, giving you the ability to manage your money, your credit, and your loans all in one place. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit the all-new LendingTree.com.
Randy Rhodes.
I mean, this is amazing because this is what they say liberals are doing. Liberals want to be in every facet of your life. They won't be happy until they control everything you do, everything you see, everything you say, till you eat like a tube and think like a tube and raise your kids like a tube. And meanwhile, this is what they're into. They want to be in every orifice that you call life.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weeknights at 7 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you.
7:26 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Before we get back to the tax debate, I forgot to mention this story. Big story over the weekend about the feud between Bill O'Reilly and Keith Olbermann. The story basically is about how Olbermann, after going after O'Reilly for a number of years, what happened was that GE, the corporate parent of MSNBC, O'Reilly responded to a lot of the attacks by attacking General Electric, doing a lot of stories on General Electric, because, of course, General Electric owns MSNBC. And the story in the New York Times is about General Electric's corporate management intervening at the MSNBC newsroom, telling MSNBC to back off its criticism of Fox News. And there was basically a detente between GE's CEO and Fox News News Corporation CEO Rupert Murdoch for both networks to stop basically going after each other. Now, of course, the news is portrayed as the big feud between O'Reilly and Olbermann, the personality feud. But the real news is that you now have really direct, clear, very clear evidence of corporate influence over the media. I mean, when you have General Electric CEO telling the MSNBC newsroom what to do and what not to do, it's a pretty blatant, this story in the New York Times is a pretty blatant example of corporate control of the media. We're probably going to talk about that. We'll debate that out later in the broadcast. But right now we're talking about again, the big issue in politics right now is the question of taxes. And there's a lot of rhetoric being thrown around. Over the weekend, President Obama's economic advisors were on the Sunday show saying that in order to fund a lot of the priorities that they believe we need to address in this recession, there may have to be some tax increases. And last week we talked about tax increases in health care. Congressman Jared Polis has been railing on tax increases in the national media, coming home saying no, he supports some tax increases on the wealthy. And so the open question is, do you buy the line that any tax increases at all will exacerbate the recession? I don't buy it. I think we've got recent economic history to suggest that if you target your tax increases properly and your tax reform properly, that you can grow in spite of those tax increases. Last I checked, 1993, we were in a recession. Bill Clinton came into office, raised taxes on the wealthy, and the economy boomed. So what do you think? 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. And we're a really anti-tax state. We talked last week about how because of our tax structure here in Colorado, we are among the lowest states in the nation in terms of funding our education system. That can't be good for the economy. And I know the old argument, you know, if you tax and spend, you're going to hurt the economy. That is the old argument. I just haven't seen any evidence to suggest that that's actually true. So I encourage folks to call up. If you are going to make the argument that tax increases are automatically going to hurt our economy, give us some evidence. Give us some actual, factual evidence. 303-713-7600 is the number. 303-713-7600. We have a couple open lines. Let's go to Bob in Westminster. Bob, you're on AM 760.
If you've read that article about that county in Alabama that's laying off almost all of its workers and basically will have no effective government because they don't have any tax base and they don't have any taxes, that's where we're headed. And these fools, you know, do they want to have no police, no firemen? I mean, no roads. I mean, the thing of it is, I know one of the state senators, and just what they're talking about, and state reps, and we've been to a couple of fundraising things, and we're in deep, deep trouble. And the thing of it is, they have to cut so much stuff that at some point in time, you're just going to crash everything. And just because, I mean, laying off all the government workers doesn't help anything either. I mean, so.
No, and the thing is that I think the anti-tax folks do is they separate the taxes, the tax debate, from the spending and national priorities debate. By that I mean, if you talk only about if you raise taxes, that means less money in the pockets of ordinary people. This is their argument, but what they do is they disaggregate the taxes from the spending. Now, I think that, for instance, if you create a universal health care system through fairly minor tax increases on the super wealthy, remember, the proposal would raise taxes only to the level of where they were, actually less than where they were under Bill Clinton. I think if the bargain is you have to do that, but you get a universal health care system, I think that's good for the economy in the long run. Remember, health care right now is, what, one-fifth, one-sixth of our economy? So what I think the anti-tax folks do is they separate out the tax debate from the spending debate. It is not good for the Colorado economy to have crappy roads. It is not good for the Colorado economy to have poorly funded schools. It is not good for the Colorado economy to have 880,000 people uninsured because we don't have a universal health care system. And whether you like it or not, we have to make choices about money and spending. You cannot have good roads, good schools, and a good health care system without raising the money for it. And I think that after two decades of cutting taxes for the wealthiest people in this country and making the tax system more and more regressive, we've got some room to rejigger the tax system, generate some more money, and fund the priorities that are not just moral. We're not even talking about the immorality of a healthcare system that leaves 880,000 Coloradans uninsured. But forget about the morals for a second. Economically, that can help us build our economy. Remember, I know that the right always talks about, the socialist countries in Europe. Well, if you actually look at the productivity, the economic growth, the economic dynamism of a place, for instance, like Denmark. Now, I'm not saying I want us to be Denmark, but if the claim is that higher taxes will hurt our economy, and the example of a supposedly bad economy is socialist countries like Scandinavia, well, over the last couple of years, a lot of those countries, and there was an article in the New Republic about this, like Denmark, have outperformed us. So if you're going to call up, and Bob, I'm not saying you're calling up, saying this, but if you're going to call up and argue that tax increases are automatically going to destroy our economy, give us some shred of example based in reality where that has actually happened. Hey, Bob, thanks for the call, man. 734 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in here for J. Marvin. 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600 is the number. We're talking about whether you think tax increases are going to exacerbate the recession. That's the claim from the right after a weekend that saw Obama's economic advisors on television saying we may have to raise taxes in order to pay for national priorities like health care. Does that worry you? Do you think those tax increases are going to crush the economy? 303-713-7600. Darwin in Loveland. Darwin, you're on AM 760.
Hey, yeah. I think you're exactly right when you say that if taxes are targeted correctly, it will help the economy. And, from what I've observed over the last 30 years, when Reagan came in, he gave the largest tax cut in the history of the country, and 1 year later, we were in a huge recession. Bush then, and of course at that time, they still blamed the economy on Carter, which, of course, we did have a six-month recession under Carter, but we had a 24-month recession under Reagan. Then Reagan spent a lot of money, and he increased the taxes in his second term, which most people don't know, and he got the economy going again. Then Bush 41 came in, gave us a tax cut. We went into another recession. And then Bush 43 came in, and he gave us two tax cuts and gave us two recessions. So to me, that I don't know how people can look at that and not realize that taxes, if they're targeted properly, drive this economy. You have to have money in this economy for it to run. I mean, Abraham Lincoln, with 1 year of education, understood that if you took steam away from the steam engine, it stopped. If you take gasoline away from the gasoline engine, it stops.
Well, the argument is, and I don't buy
money,
it.
And if you take money... If you take money out of the economy, which is what happens when you just give a straight tax cut because we have a progressive tax system, and the wealthy benefit the most when you have just a straight tax cut.
Well, and the argument is, I'll play devil's advocate, the argument okay. is, well, when you raise taxes, you take money out of the pockets of citizens, and so they can't spend the money. The government is spending the money. And it's better, more efficiently spent in the economy to create jobs, et cetera, by individuals. Now, I don't necessarily buy that. I mean, not necessarily. I don't buy that because when you target your tax cuts to the very wealthy, people who don't need the money for necessities, that's what you do when George Bush gave $800 billion to 1%, to the top 1%.
They save it or they send it to the Swiss banks or... They send it to the Cayman Islands where it doesn't do this economy any good.
That's exactly right. And that's what doesn't get talked about.
That's right. If the
theory is trickle down economics, the reason trickle down economics doesn't work, folks, is because if you give a huge amount of public money, George Bush, $800 billion in tax cuts to the richest 1%, when you do that, the wealthiest 1% don't need to put that money immediately back into the economy.
Exactly.
They can just put it in a bank account, an offshore account. Folks in the middle class, especially during a recession, by the way, if you do tax reform properly and if you give some of the benefits to the middle class, whether through tax cuts or whether through funded programs, you're putting the money immediately back into the economy. When you target tax increases to the top, that is the least efficient way to prime the pump of the economy. Hey, thanks for the call.
You bet.
Jeff, you're on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hey, David, how's it going?
Good.
I am one of the people who more than likely will be affected by a tax increase, especially if the level does drop below the 200. For an example, last year I paid 35%. My effective was 23. And what I want to say is, to begin with, I just say bring it on. long as I'm not the one who gets crucified, if I have to pay a little bit more of my fair share, it's only going to really help me, because that means that people who use my businesses will have more money to spend. And so in the end, I make more money, I help the economy, I make sure that the hordes aren't going to be tearing down my door looking for food. I mean, you know, that's a radical example, but it really, this is the thing that people don't, it can get that bad, but in the meantime, what happens is all the same effects of that, i.e. people don't spend money. The poor get poor and the middle class get poor and nobody's spending any money, and then we don't have money for our roads and we don't have money for proper health.
Right, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, and I think you're making in a different way the same point I was making, that if you have a tax system that drives more and more of the money up to the very, very top, the richest 1%, I mean, again, study came out recently, the 400 richest Americans paid an effective tax rate of 17%. Now, how does that happen? Well, because if you make more and more of your money from capital gains, stock transactions, investments, that is taxed at a much lower rate than regular income. So when you have a tax system that drives more and more of the cash to the top 1%, as I said, a lot of that money sits idle. If you don't have a middle class that can fund the spending of an economy, and more of the resources are in the hands of the richest 1% who don't necessarily go out there and spend. Sure, they spend on lots of things, but a middle class that needs to spend on necessities is a much more reliable economic customer, if you will. If you have an economy that is so top-heavy, you're going to hurt your economy. And so tax reform, this is why the caller before mentioned that when there has been tax reform, our economy has actually grown. Jeff, thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
741 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on a beautiful Monday morning. Let's get a traffic update with Todd Parker.
Southbound I-25 really slow as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland. Just past 120th as you're making that approach to 84th. Speeds are going to drop into the teens and 20s in spots through that stretch. Southbound 225 also dragging just a little bit, but not as bad as usual from about Parker Road all the way up towards I-25. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot, cloudy day with a high of about 94, 95 degrees. Currently, it is 68. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Celebrate friends this summer at TGI Fridays restaurants, because it's BYOB. Bring your own buddies. Every friend you bring gets $5 off their entree. Visit Fridays.com for the special coupon or ask your server. Check out Fridays.com for full terms. Thank God it's BYOB. Thank God it's Fridays.
Hey, it's Tom Harbin, and in case you haven't heard, you can hear AM 760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and...
All this summer rain has certainly been great for the shrubs at Creekside Tree Nursery, but now their shrubs are sprouting shrubs, making Creekside Tree Nursery overstocked. That's right, Creekside Tree Nursery is in need of inventory reduction, and right now you can buy two shrubs and get the third one free, plus get 30% off 6 to 12 foot pinions. Visit them in Boulder on 61st Street between Valmont and J Road, or online at creeksideboulder.com. That's creeksideboulder.com.
Boulder County residents, did you know you can go solar now with no money and one low annual payment? Rebates and tax incentives can reduce the cost of a solar system by up to 60%. You can save as much as $40,000. Learn how Wednesday, August 5th, 7 p.m. at the Louisville Recreation Center. Save up to $1,000 more just by attending this event. RSVP at solarips.com/climatesmart or call 303-443-0115. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
Comcast presents Faster, Better Internet, FBI.
Officers Ben Stein and Shaquille O'Neal, come in. Where are you guys?
Chief, we're in a hot pursuit. It's a fantastic new HD triple play offer from Comcast.
Digital cable with free HD, unlimited nationwide calling, and not only high-speed internet,
but faster, better internet.
For only $99 a month for the first 12 months.
Now, can you dig that?
It's highly diggable.
Yes, it is, Ben. Yes, it is.
Call 1-800-COMCAST now and get the new Comcast Faster Better Internet HD Starter Triple Play Offer, all for only $99 a month for a year. Plus, with a sure price guarantee, pay only $109 a month your second year, an additional savings of up to $240 a year. But this offer ends August 23rd, so call 1-800-COMCAST now. Plus, ask how you can get a speed upgrade.
Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. One-year contract required. Early termination fee applies after year two. Regular rates apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, franchise, and phone fees extra.
Safe retirement question number 18. Do you know how much of your IRA isn't yours? Stop gambling with your retirement dollars. Tune into the It's Time to Cover Your Assets show, Saturday afternoons at 12:30, right here on AM 760.
Hit the chip on his hot windshield and crack. If only he called Elite Safe Light sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. An Elite Safe Light repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free.
Let Elite Safe Light handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
On AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about taxes. That's in the news again. Obama administration officials on the Sunday show saying that we might have to raise some taxes in order to pay for national priorities like health care. Do you think tax increases are going to automatically crush the economy? I don't think so. I think if you do the right tax increases, if you target them properly, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to hurt the economy. In fact, I think economic history teaches us that if you do it properly, you can actually help the economy. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Bill in Fort Collins. Bill, you're on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, I a couple comments that I make real quick. I remember, I think it was Tom Hartman talking about when taxes were really high back in the 70s, and he had several businesses. He invested all his money right back in the businesses, figuring he'd get his money eventually when he sold the business. But he was incentivized to put money back, you know, back in. The other thing that I wanted to say is that there were long-term studies done by the St. Louis Federal Reserve, and my brother says they're the ones that, he's an economist, he says they're the ones that do these type of studies, that part of the Federal Reserve, showing that the worst kind of tax cuts you can get are ones that cause deficits, which the Republicans are very good at doing because they never pay for themselves. In the short run, they do. They cause a spurt in the economy. In the long run, the government never gets its revenues back.
Right. They create structural deficits. That's right. That's what happens when you rejigger the tax system. And I think you've made a really, really good point that I don't think has been explored nearly enough. When you have a progressive tax system, that the rate gets higher as the income gets higher, you are creating effectively an incentive for companies to put money back into their business, right? Because you're only taxed on taxable income. That means that when you take profits and reinvest it in the company, when you buy equipment, when you build your workforce, when you build a new factory, that is the profits that you took to build that are not taxable. So higher marginal tax rates in a progressive system actually creates a powerful economic incentive for businesses to reinvest in themselves and reinvest in the economy rather than simply pocketing the money and walking away. It's a really, really good point. Thanks for reminding us about it. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
747 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, going up to, at least by my computer, it says 96 degrees today on the Front Range. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We're talking about taxes. We'll get back to the debate after this.
No wrecks or stalls to get in your way, but we do have slowdowns in those usual spots, like I-25 downtown. Same deal for eastbound 6th Avenue. This is Federal up towards I-25. Speeds are going to drop just a little bit, but it'll only tack a minute or two onto your right. Westbound 36, starting to fill up Sheridan towards Wadsworth. Same deal for westbound C-470. This is Bolts to 285. Could find some slowing on the west side. Now remember, Colorado State Parks, they're offering free admission today, so check that out if you get a chance. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
For a way to extend your weekend in Vegas, from summer concert series to events and pool parties, find your excuse at visitlasvegas.com.
7:48, now's the time we talk to Mike Spear of President.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you?
At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
So, tomorrow, personal income and spending. Wednesday, employment numbers. And a lot of people are going to be focusing on what's going on with employment. Just as a point of reference here, David, I know you're aware of this, but employment is a lagging indicator. In other words, the economy starts to weaken, and employment, you don't see a loss of jobs till later, till you're into the recessionary times. And then when you're coming out of the recession, employment does not recover until, you know, you've well bottomed out. And so it looks like employment is going to nag us here probably into next year, but we're going to look for those numbers on Wednesday. With that, we had a good week last week, and the market is starting off in a pretty good mood this morning, David. The Dow is up 43 right now. The Nasdaq's up 11.25, the S&P is up 6, and the Russell's up 1. This nice recent bounce in the market is having a tendency, I think, to make people complacent. That's a real, real, real dangerous and bad idea, in my opinion, David.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, and that's why, as you always say, and as I always say, you can't just sit around and hope your money is going to be working for you. You got to stay on top of it. And so you can call the folks at Presidential Brokerage, 303-694-1600. Again, 303-694-1600 to stay on top of your finances. Talk to you tomorrow, Mike.
All right, David, thanks a lot.
Hi, I'm Jenny. I'll be your waitress tonight. What can I get for you?
Yeah, I'll have a half Arnold Palmer and a half a bruschetta and chicken salad sandwich. Just a half.
It's not a half a meal. It's a half-price gift certificate to Wash Park Grill. This week, go to AM760.net and buy a $50 Wash Park Grill gift certificate for only $25. Bargain Watch, brought to you by Comcast and AM760.net.
Hi, my name is David Hickey, owner of 3M Construction. Have recent storms damaged your roof, siding, or windows? Time to file your claim could be running out. Don't get scammed by out-of-town predators knocking on your door and sponging off our local economy. Call a local company that you've heard of. 3M Construction has the experience to give you a quality job and the knowledge to work with your insurance company to get your home repaired fast. Call us today, 303-774-8005. That's 303-774-8005. 3M Construction, a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
Hail damage, wind damage, roof damage. Have you had your roof inspected? Call Colorado Roofing for a free storm damage inspection. Call the local roofing company you know and trust. Beware the out-of-town roofer. Call Colorado Roofing. Go to coloradoroofing.com. That's coloradoroofing.com.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Do you want to create more power and greatness for your life and career? Are you ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind? Then catch the Inevitable You Show, Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Seven,
7:53 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. The news over the weekend, national news, Obama administration officials appeared on the Sunday show saying that we may need to raise taxes in order to fund some of the major priorities facing the country, like health care. That's the big one. And the open question on this Monday morning is, do you think tax increases are going to automatically hurt the economy, destroy the economy, exacerbate the recession? That's the pushback you hear from the right. I think it's ridiculous. I think the assertion is ridiculous. I think we have recent economic history to suggest the exact opposite, that when Bill Clinton, for instance, raised taxes in 1993, the economy proceeded to boom. So if you're going to call up and say that, yes, tax increases are going to automatically hurt the economy, give us some example of that. And I want to be clear. I am for the right kind of tax increases, the right kind of tax reform. I don't think raising taxes on the middle class is a good idea. But I think raising taxes on the richest 1, 2, 3, 4% of the country is a good idea, because I think our tax system right now is shoving more and more of the money up the income ladder, and that's not good for the economy. Now, how is the tax system doing that? Why are, for instance, the top 400 richest people in the country only paying an effective tax rate of 17%, well below what the average working person is paying? Well, because you've got all sorts of regressive taxes. The best example is the capital gains tax. If you make your money investing in a stock, you are taxed at a far lower rate, the capital gains tax rate, than the tax rate you face when you earn your money as a wage, when you go to work and you get paid a salary or a wage. And obviously the very, very rich make more of their money in the stock market through capital gains. So that's a big example of how our tax structure is skewed. And I think changing the skewing of that tax structure a little bit to raise taxes on those making, on the top 1%, those, by the way, making an average of $1.4 million a year, I think is smart. I think it won't hurt the economy at all. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Bill in Douglas County. Bill, you're on AM 760. Hello, Bill.
Yeah, hi, David. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, hi. Yeah, I got a pet peeve here. It's the use of the term and the concept of tax cuts. You know, people say, well, I'm in favor of the Bush tax cuts. To which I respond, what Bush tax cuts? Bush took taxes and deferred them with interest. In other words, he changed them into a tax increase and marketed it as a tax cut. Taxes are the size of government. The only way to cut taxes is to cut the size of government. Okay, and it's a semantic thing you can say, but I think it really...
Because you're saying the bill will come due.
The bill will come due, and it's out there. You know, if you look at Tabor, and I'm not here to rant about Tabor or anything like that, but Tabor says taxes and debt. Because it's the same thing. Debt is taxes deferred with interest.
That's right. I mean, and that's a good point. And right now we face a huge deficit.
Right.
And you can't, you know, what amazes me is that Republicans in Congress and the right-wing media can argue, can scream and wail about deficits and also push more tax cuts. I mean, that to me is
right.
The craziest thing in the world. How can you be against deficits and for more tax cuts? That makes no arithmetic sense.
What they are calling tax cuts are tax deferrals with interest. Next time a Republican gets up there and says he wants to cut taxes, the fair thing to do is say, okay, what government services are you going to eliminate? Who are you going to lay off? Are you going to cut Congress's pay?
And I'm glad that you brought that up, because what happened at the end of the week last week, Anthony Weiner, the congressman from New York, a Democrat, brought up a bill to eliminate Medicare. Now, he didn't want to eliminate Medicare, but he wanted to see how the Republicans would vote on Medicare. He called their bluff. In other words, all right, you're railing on government health care. You're saying you want to cut the budget deficit. You say government health care is the worst thing in the world. Here's a bill to eliminate Medicare. Let's see if you're going to put the money where your mouth is. Let's see if you're really ready to vote. If Medicare and government health care is so bad and we need to cut spending, here's a bill to get rid of Medicare. And you know what? None of them voted for it. He called their bluff. Thanks for the call, Bill. All right, stick around. John, Josh, and Bob, if you're holding, if you can't hold, hold through the national news. We'll get back to this tax debate. We'll do a news update. We're going to add a little bit of a local flavor on the tax debate. A big controversy brewing over taxes and spending right here in Colorado. Stick around after the national news. Why don't you all
dig what we all say.
I understand the passion, brother.
Mario Solis Marich.
He was fiery and excitable.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
That's what I mean.
No, no. Now even our listeners are fiery and excitable.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's contagious.
Hey, it's Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Do you have missing teeth? Get a permanent solution. Dr. Lori Kemet and her associates at Incredible Smiles have new scanning technology to accurately place implants in the densest part of the bone without the need for exploratory incisions. Eliminate loose partials or painful dentures. Replace missing teeth without bridges. Get incredible implants at Incredible Smiles. Call now for a complimentary consultation. 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. What a difference a month can make. CBS's Jeff Gilbert in Detroit tells us the July sales results car companies will be reporting today should be their best in a long time.
2009 has seen month after month of double-digit sales drops. That's probably why Ford's top analyst, George Pippas, couldn't wait until the July numbers were officially released.
We're set to report our first sales increase compared with a year ago. Since November 2007,
while most automakers will still see their July sales down slightly from last year, most everybody will find July a significant improvement from June. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Cash for clunkers.
The government rebate program is one reason sales picked up in July, but rebates will end unless the Senate earmarks more money for the program. CBS's Nancy Cordes says there's no guarantee it will.
Cash for Clunkers faces some big obstacles from both sides of the aisle in the Senate. Many Republicans don't like the idea of shelling out another $2 billion for a government giveaway, while some Democrats are skeptical of the program because they want tougher, greener mileage requirements.
The Wall Street Journal says Chrysler is dropping its offer to match government rebates because dealers don't have enough cars to sell. Consumer watchdogs say people who borrow from a credit union may not be getting a good deal. CBS's Barry Bagnato has that.
The financial world isn't what it used to be.
Credit unions push short-term loans.
Isn't it time to seek out what's best for you?
Federal regulators warn, though, cash-strapped members might dig a bigger hole taking out one of these loans against their next paycheck. Fees often are so high, borrowers could end up spending as much as they would with high-cost payday loans, which can carry annual interest rates of 400% or more.
Give me an I, give me an N, give me a J-U-R-Y. University of Michigan researcher Amy Miller-Bone says cheerleading is the number one cause of catastrophic sports injuries for young women.
The level of competition has escalated so much that there's more and more difficulty added to the routines that they do, and it's just a matter of trying to outdo the team that's the best.
The second study finds that phys ed injuries in schools are up 150% in 11 years. Is your child getting enough vitamin D? New York researcher Mikhail Melamed says 7 out of 10 aren't.
One of the potential ramifications of having low vitamin D in the future is that it may put them more at risk for osteoporosis.
Along with high blood pressure and heart disease. $9 one way, New York to Nantucket. Airlines have started posting bargain fares like that when on Twitter. But George Hobica at airfarewatch.com says the tickets can go fast and you'll have to leave at a moment's notice.
You have to buy them at the last minute and you have to travel at the last minute.
A hearing in Los Angeles 90 minutes from now will begin untangling Michael Jackson's considerable estate and deciding the fate of his children. In early trading, the Dow's up 67 points. This is CBS News.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered the price of over 1,000 items pros use the most, like 25% off all in-stock GAF Elk shingles sold exclusively at the Home Depot. Savings like that can then lead to the four best words of all, "You got the job." More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through August 12th in U.S. only. See store for details.
It's the medicine your mom gave you as a kid. The medicine you trusted when you were pregnant. And for many, it's what you rely on to ease arthritis pain. Tylenol has been trusted for over 50 years. And while store brands make pills that look just like Tylenol, it's important to know they're not made by Tylenol. The only way to get the brand you've trusted your whole life, the brand doctors recommend most, is to buy the brand doctors recommend most. Feel better. Tylenol. Use only as directed.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. The Cash for Clunkers program is so popular it runs out of money by midnight tonight. That's why Colorado Congressman Ed Perlmutter voted to pour another $2 billion into the program.
And I think we're going to see lots of other benefits that come from this. First, jobs are going to be stimulated by this. We're going to see a lot of polluting automobiles taken off the road. And we're going to see, you know, local communities benefit. You know, auto dealers are a big piece of every community. They sponsor the softball teams, and they employ a lot of people.
Perlmutter says he's confident the Senate will vote to extend the program. Jury selection starts today in the Erin A. Thompson case. Her father is charged with child abuse in her disappearance in 2005. Police believe she was murdered, but her body has never been found. In sports, the Rockies have the day off after sweeping the Reds in Cincinnati. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Westbound 36, still pretty slow. Sheridan towards Wadsworth. Same deal for southbounders on I-25, 58 down towards Spear, where things are starting to lighten up a little bit. Eastbound, C-470, this is past University as you were making your way towards Quebec and onto I-25. It's also dragging just a little bit. Southbound 225, this is after Parker Road up towards I-25, but for the most part, it's been a decent trip around the metro. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be hot, high of about 95, currently 69. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Calling all athletes, NextCare Urgent Care is currently offering sports physicals for only $30. Call 1-800-NEXTCARE or visit NextCare.com for more information on NextCare's physicals and new allergy remedy, a painless and quick allergy test and treatment service. Multiple locations available. What next? NextCare.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered the price of over 1,000 items pros use the most. Like 25% off all in-stock GAF Elk shingles sold exclusively at the Home Depot. Savings like that can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through August 12th in U.S. only. See store for details.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:06 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Beautiful front range day. Woke up today, drove into work. Just, I don't know, one of those days I was like psyched to be alive. As I've told you, I'm a little bit of an SMD guy, seasonal mood disorder. So the last week was just bumming me out. I can't stand it when you feel like you go days without seeing the sun. Big news today and over the weekend is the ongoing debate about taxes. So here's what we're going to do. We'll do an abbreviated news update and then get back to our debate about taxes with a local twist. So let's do a news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
Okay, national news. Republican senators are vowing to turn off the gas pump on the wildly popular Cash for Clunkers program, saying it's another bailout that heaps debt on future generations. On the left, some Democrats are saying that the fuel efficiency mandates in the Cash for Clunker program is not are not strong enough, so they're threatening to block it from the left in the U.S. Senate. The Republican argument I don't really understand, because the proposal would simply take federal stimulus money that's already going to be spent and put it into the Cash for Clunkers program. So it's not actually adding new spending. It's simply diverting spending that's already going to happen. President Obama's economic team on the Sunday shows said that they think we may need to raise some taxes in order to pay for national priorities like health care. Those aides also said they see signs of economic recovery very soon, that we may be getting out of the recession. President Obama, in his Saturday address, saying something a little different, saying it's going to be many months before the recession is over. So a little bit of a mixed message there. And we're going to get to the tax debate in a second with a local flavor. More national news. Over the coming months, as many as 1.5 million jobless Americans will exhaust their unemployment insurance benefits, ending what for some has been a last bulwark against foreclosures and destitution. So that's probably why Obama was saying that the economy may get worse before it gets better. foreclosure data, there is some good news. The three states that have been hit hardest by foreclosures, California, Arizona, and Florida, reported a stabilized housing market in June. Hopefully that's not a one-month phenomenon. New study out from the Science World said video gamers are often hooked for life when they start playing as children. I can attest to that as a kid who grew up in the 1980s playing lots of video games. Okay, local news. Grand Junction Sentinel reports that in the raging debate over health care, there's been one impenetrable zone of silence. The Washington office of Congressman John Salazar. So the biggest paper in John Salazar's district is taking the Democrat to task for not really articulating a clear position on where he stands on health care. So if you're listening and you happen to live in John Salazar's district, give him a call. Tell him to come out and tell us where he stands on health care. Business news, a federal appeals court on Friday ordered ex-Quest CEO Joe Nachio resentenced on terms likely to mean a shorter prison term and smaller financial penalties for his insider trading conviction. That's amazing. We punish certain crimes to the fullest extent of the law. Drug possession, fullest extent of the law. Joe Nachio can rip people off and get his sentence reduced. Only in America. Nine News reports that the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act is supposed to, estimated to create or save 59,000 jobs in Colorado by the end of 2010, but 5 months into the program, state officials can link fewer than 1,000 new full-time equivalent positions to stimulus spending. So we'll see how fast those jobs can be created. Part of the reason, by the way, why jobs, I think, haven't been created as quickly as they could is because, remember, that stimulus bill was loaded down with tax cuts. Half of the stimulus bill was tax cuts, or maybe it was a third of the stimulus, but between a third and a half were tax cuts, and that's not an efficient way to create jobs. Ethics panel agrees to release recordings of secret meetings. That's the Colorado Independent headline. Colorado's top ethics panel agreed Friday to release unedited audio recordings of secret meetings and plans to turn over redacted recordings of five additional closed-door meetings conducted earlier this year, the Colorado Independent filing a lawsuit against the Ethics Commission. Jared Polis, the congressman from Boulder, getting dinged again by Colorado Polls. The website, leading political website in the state, notes that Polis has been telling constituents back home that he has no problem with tax increases on the wealthy to pay for things like health care. That's what he told us on this broadcast last week. But Colorado Polls notes that when Polis has been talking to the national media, he's been saying something different. Polis most recently quoted in the New York Times saying, one of the issues we, and he's referring to freshman congressmen, we saw in the context of the healthcare debate was speaking out against tax increases we see as too expensive. So Polis has got this anti-tax message to get himself headlines in the national media, but saying something very different here at home on our broadcast and at town hall meetings. Fort Collins, Colorado reports if you're a man under 30 years old and on the Colorado Medical Marijuana Registry, health officials in state may look at you with a skeptical eye. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment said Thursday that the number of male medical marijuana registrants younger than age 30 has risen sharply in the past year, and state officials now suspect some doctors prescribing the drug may be doing so improperly. So we may be on the verge of a crackdown on pot, which, as you know, I completely oppose. I think our drug laws are absurd. And we'll have Mason Tvert from Colorado Safer back on. He's got a new book out about marijuana. It's a great book. I've been reading it. We'll have him on hopefully maybe later in the week or if not next week. The second to last local news story. A new report from the Center for American Progress about health care in Colorado finds that in Colorado there's been a 14% increase in the uninsured rate since 2007. Almost 900,000 people in Colorado are uninsured today. And our final story in the news update, which will get us back to taxes. The Denver Post reports that an attorney described by fellow lawyers as the senior statesman of the Colorado bar plans to sue the state in federal court, arguing that the Taxpayer Bill of Rights violates the U.S. Constitution. Herbert Fenster, the lawyer, says the measure, which among other things requires voters to approve tax increases, that is, it doesn't let the legislature really make tax policy at all. He argues that that is so weak in the Colorado legislature that it flouts Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, the provision that holds that the federal government must ensure states have, quote, a Republican form of government, small r, which Fenster said refers to representative democracy. Republican form of government, of course, is when it means that we elect representatives who then make policy on our behalf. He's arguing that Tabor, because it takes the power away from the legislature, away from our state's Republican form of government, to make tax policy, is a violation of the U.S. Constitution. That is your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
So we'll go back to the tax debate now. So you've got two moving parts to this tax debate. You've got the federal government, the Obama administration officials on the Sunday show saying that we may need to raise taxes in order to deal with national priorities. The right wing at the federal level, the Republican congressmen, Republican senators, the right wing media is saying it's going to hurt the economy. Here in Colorado, we've got a $400 million budget gap. We've got among the lowest funded education system in the 50 states. And we've got a legislature that is not allowed under our Constitution to change the tax structure to deal with that budget deficit. So two questions now. Do you think tax increases are going to automatically hurt the economy, as the conservative movement argues? And do you agree that the Taxpayer Bill of Rights violates the Constitution in taking away power from our legislature to make tax policy? And do you think more generally that the Taxpayer Bill of Rights is actually hurting our economy? That in not allowing our legislature to raise taxes or reform the tax structure, are we inflicting damage, unnecessary, undue damage on our own economy? 303-713-7600 is the number. 303-713-7600. It's 816 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll go back to the phones. Let's go to John in Lakewood. John, you're on AM 760.
Hi. I'm an individual who believes in low taxes. To give you specific examples, look at the state of New York, New Jersey, and California. They are states that are in big trouble, and they are the states that have lost more jobs, lost more businesses, lost more people migrating out of those states because it's the state with the highest taxes in the country.
Well, unfortunately, that assertion is not grounded in the facts. There was a study because the mayor of New York was making the same, mayor of New York City was making the same argument. And there was a study by, I can't remember which university it was, that looked at this question, do high tax rates on the rich or higher tax rates on the rich force population movement? Is that what compels population movement? And the study found, and I'll dig it up in the break, the study found no correlation at all between higher tax rates on the very wealthy and the wealthy leaving the state. Now, why is that? Well, because especially in places like New York and in California, people's jobs are tied to their geography. People want to live in New York City. They want to live in Los Angeles. They want to live in San Francisco. Now, frankly, I don't want to live there. Me personally, I don't want to live there. But this nonsensical idea that if you make the tax structure levy lower tax rates on the wealthy than were levied on them in the Clinton administration, that is going to drive the population out of the state. That's just not, it's just not rooted in facts. It is a theory. It is a fantasy. And again, in the break, I will pull up the study and read its findings. John, thanks for the call. Bob in Arvada. Bob, you're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning, David. I wanted to thank you for your great column the other day about looking at how a few states, rural states, have decided this health care policy. But I wanted to ask if you could bring up a couple of points in future columns. One is about, I think there's a different way of addressing this tax issue. I think the administration made a mistake in not creating a stimulus through the provision of cards. When I was unemployed for a period of time, the state provided its unemployment benefits to cash cards. And you can be darn sure that I spent every dollar on those cards I could because I needed to. And that would provide a much faster stimulus, not only to people's personal incomes, but to the sales tax that it generates for the local economy.
Oh, absolutely. And look, when we initially debated in this country this stimulus bill, many economists made the point, and there was a chart out that looked at what gives you the biggest economic bang for your buck in the stimulus. And conservative economists, liberal economists, centrist economists all agreed that the bang for the buck when you fund things like food stamps, unemployment benefits, and you're talking the cash card is simply a device to provide unemployment benefits, that those things you get a big bang for your buck. I think it was for every dollar you put into unemployment benefits, you get something like $1.45 back in terms of economic bang for the buck. And what those studies also found was that tax cuts are you get the least bang for the buck.
I think that I would really like to see, especially as people start looking at the unemployment figures and think, oh, things are getting better, the claims are going down, that there needs to be that perspective provided that people are not realizing that people are exhausting their unemployment and benefits, and they need to have that perspective. I'd love to see you do a column that integrates the use of cash cards and the need for people to take perspective on this whole issue of the unemployment figures getting better.
Well, I'm always looking for good column ideas, and I appreciate it. And it is a good idea, especially the news this morning in the New York Times saying that unemployment benefits for millions of people are about to run out, which, of course, is going to, I think, exacerbate the recession. You're going to have more foreclosures, more destitution, more people needing government services that can't, that are being cut as we speak. Bob, thanks for the call.
All right, thanks. Bye.
8:21 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin here on a beautiful Monday morning. We're talking about taxes. Do you think tax increases are going to automatically hurt the economy? That's the argument from the conservative movement after a weekend that saw the Obama administration officials take to the Sunday shows saying that we may need to raise taxes in order to pay for things like health care. It has a local angle. There is a upcoming lawsuit that will be filed against the state saying that the taxpayer bill of rights, because it strips the legislature's ability to make tax policy, the lawsuit will argue that that is a violation of the U.S. Constitution. Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution says that the federal government has to ensure that states have a quote-unquote Republican form of government. That is where we elect representatives who then make policy for us. The argument is that Tabor takes the power away from the legislature, away from our Republican form of government, to make tax policy. Now, it did that in the name of keeping taxes low. But is Tabor hurting our economy? Because it won't let us change the tax system, for instance, to deal with a $400 million budget deficit. What do you think? 303-713-7600. And feel free to weigh in on whether you think that Tabor does violate the U.S. Constitution. All right, it's 8:22. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. Let's get a traffic update with Todd Park.
Northbound I-25, pretty slow as you're making your way past DU up towards 6th Avenue. That drive's going to take you about 15 minutes right now, and speeds do drop into the teens and 20s in pockets. Same deal for westbounders on 36. Checking on those CDOT cameras, pretty slow as you're making your way towards Sheridan up past Wandsworth. So do factor that into your right. We've got three cars that mixed it up, Leedsdale and Monaco, and then a two-car crash just occurred, County Line and Broadway. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The owner of Mile High Harley Davidson of Aurora and Parker does not own a Superman.
If you haven't thought about your car's battery in a while, it's time to talk to someone who has. The pros at Advance Auto Parts. They know all about batteries, how long they last, and when they should be replaced. One conversation at Advance could be the difference between being sure or being stuck. And if it turns out you do need a new battery, Advance has one for almost every make and model and will install it for you right on the spot, free of charge. Advance Auto Parts. We'll help you keep the wheels turning.
Yes, you can wipe out your credit card debt, often in as little as 90 days, without bankruptcy. So get the word bankruptcy out of your mind. Call 800-877-5000 and get a free starter kit explaining how your credit card company, now more than ever, will work with you to actually forgive most of your debt. Call 800-877-5000 for your free starter kit. Learn how to qualify for this non-bankruptcy program. 800-877-5000, 800-877-5000, or visit creditcardlawyer.com. That's creditcardlawyer.com.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered the price of over 1,000 items pros use the most, like 25% off all in-stock GAF Elk shingles sold exclusively at the Home Depot. Savings like that can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through August 12th in U.S. only. See store for detail.
And now for the bonus round. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck?
Flapjacks.
Correct. What comes next in this series? Crustacean? Kumquat?
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Correct. How much money will you spend on gas when you rent movies from Netflix?
Zero.
Correct. Netflix. Rent as many movies as you want for only $8.99 a month. No late fees ever. Start your free trial today. Netflix.
See terms of use.
The United States has been the one that has been falling behind consistently on many things.
Healthcare would be one. I think it's the most complicated issue.
It's one of the biggest priorities.
Universal healthcare.
We need to have a universal healthcare program in this country. We need to move more towards social democracy.
Your thoughts have a voice.
Everyone needs healthcare.
I think it's a lot better for the economy if everyone's healthy.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
It's a beautiful day. 826 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. It is a beautiful day. It's in the 70s right now, going up into the 90s. Mostly sunny day. Finally, the sun is out. Now, as promised, I always like to keep my promises. I said before the break that I would dig up that study, and I did dig up that study. The assertion was made in the last round of calls about taxes, and that's what we're talking about this morning, that higher taxes on the very wealthy force people out of the state, compel people to leave a given state. New York was and New Jersey were cited. Now, this was studied pretty extensively in New York and New Jersey. The governor of New York, David Paterson, told the New York Times that taxing millionaires, this is earlier this year, is the last place you want to go. He defended his proposals to oppose tax increases on the wealthy, saying that when you tax the wealthy in the downturn of an economy, you have an automatic link of a loss of job opportunities and then a loss of population. Now, Princeton University researchers in neighboring New Jersey took a look at whether that was true. And what Princeton University researchers found was that most of the people who later left the state after tax increases had been enacted actually moved to states, get this, with higher taxes. So let me repeat that. Princeton University studied this assertion that if a state raises its taxes, that it will drive people out of the state, that is the motivating factor pushing people out of a state. Princeton University researchers found that most of the people who left the state after New Jersey enacted tax increases on the wealthy left for places with higher taxes. So it's impossible, therefore, by logic, to argue that if a state raises its taxes, that is the key causative motivating factor for people to leave. Now, obviously, sure, you can come up with a tax scheme that is so absurd that it can motivate people. to leave. But nobody's talking about, you know, an 80% tax rate on the middle class, right? We're, nobody's talking about extreme positions. What we're talking about in this tax and health care debate are tax increases on the richest 1, 2, 3%, almost exclusively targeted, right? I mean, the major proposal for health care is a tax on household income above $350,000 a year. Now, I know a lot of people, you know, they want to believe that they're in the richest 1%. A lot of people mistakenly believe, this is something that economists know, a lot of people mistakenly believe that they're among the richest 1%. So when they hear the richest 1%, they say, oh, that's going to be me. Well, here's the deal, folks. If you're in the richest 1%, you make an average income of $1.4 million a year. I want to repeat that. To be in the richest 1%, you have to make an average income of $1.4 million a year. So when a tax is proposed on income over $350,000 a year, that's about the richest 3%. Most people do not make taxable income above $350,000 a year. Because remember, the new taxes being talked about only affect the income above that level. Right? You only pay taxes on dollar one above $350,000 a year. And yet, the Republicans are arguing that would a tax like that would hurt the economy. Do you buy it? 303-713-7600. And locally, this tax debate, we live in a very, the political culture of our state is very anti-tax. We've got a lawsuit coming down the pike saying that the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, which prevents tax increases, really prevents the legislature from any kind of tax reform at all. A lawsuit saying that that's unconstitutional against the U.S. Constitution because the U.S. Constitution mandates that the federal government guarantees a quote-unquote Republican form of government. That is a representative form of government where we elect representatives and they legislate. The argument is that the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, because it takes so much power away from the legislature, is unconstitutional. So we have a legislature that, in the face of a $400 million budget deficit, right now doesn't have the legal authority to do any kind of tax reform. Is this a good thing? 303-713-7600. John and Laramie. John, you're on AM 760.
Hi. I just wanted to mention another aspect of taxes. I think it was one of the Supreme Court justices said the power to tax is the power to destroy. And I want to destroy the rich. I want the super rich, not ordinary people, because their wealth comes from racketeering and bribery. And so they really don't deserve to have the money they do have. And it makes them an enemy. I mean, it's the money they have is like a supply line for every conceivable form of corruption.
Well, I don't think you can make such a blanket statement because is a Hollywood actor who makes $20 million a picture. I mean, is that somebody that, and they're definitely in the top 1%, you know, Harrison Ford as an example. Yeah. I mean,
well, a lot of that too is it's a racket basically, because what they do is they achieve notoriety through the media. They're a media-created wealth. It's not them.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess what I'm saying is I don't think you can – I mean, I wouldn't paint with such a broad brush that everybody who's in the top 1%, the richest 1%, is corrupt or evil or bad. But I would say this. I mean, I think that the point here is that certainly if ever there was a time – where the public has been educated about the schemes that people in the richest 1%, that many, not all, but many, use to enrich themselves, now is the time. I mean, how many stories need to come out about the taxpayer-financed bailout being given to banks who are then paying out, quite literally, billions in bonuses? I mean, How much more blatant does it have to get for the country to say, hey, you know what? The least we should do, the absolute minimum at a time when we're handing out $23 trillion to Wall Street, is to create a tax system that recovers a teeny fraction of that money for major national priorities like healthcare. I mean, it is shocking to me that we have members of Congress standing up and saying that they're worried that health care reform, a trillion-dollar bill, is being, quote-unquote, rushed through Congress. We've been having the health care debate since 1945. That was the first time that Harry Truman, the first time a president brought national health care reform up. We've been having that debate since 1945. The right-wing congressmen and senators are saying we can't rush health care because it's such a huge cost, $1 trillion. Yet nobody stood up. Almost nobody stood up. Especially none of the same people who are screaming about rushing stood up and said, hey, wait a minute. Maybe we shouldn't rush $23 trillion of taxpayer money out for the Wall Street bailout.
That's the bribery system, basically.
And that's exactly right. And so I think, you know, the issue here is that isn't it the least we should do at a time that we're giving away $23 trillion to Wall Street? Shouldn't the least we do is bring the tax system back to its vaguely progressive shell of itself, not even as progressive as it has been in past eras, but vaguely progressive shell of itself that it was under the Clinton administration? I mean, it's not like the tax rates in the Clinton administration were so radically, you know, redistributive. They were really, really pretty modest. And that's all we're really talking about here. So, you know, I think you can't paint with that broad a brush, but I hear what you're saying. And if people can't key into the fact that there are serious ripoff schemes going on that drive more and more of the income to fewer and fewer of the people, if they can't see that now, then I don't know when they're going to see it. John, thanks for the call, man.
Okay.
8:35 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on beautiful Monday morning. Let's go to Jamie in Denver. Jamie, you're on AM 760. Hello, Jamie.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. I think that it's absolutely ridiculous that we wouldn't talk about this in a real way. I mean, for me to be able to give half a percent more or a percent more and everybody else to give that much would grow our economy so much. And it just doesn't make sense to me that people don't understand that when you pool those resources, that's when you can actually do something. You know, this whole idea of I know how to spend my money better than the government does. My money can't build a road. My money can't build a hospital. My money can't give me the health care that I need. It's just a ridiculous, ridiculous argument.
Well, and the right wing, the conservative movement, the right wing would say this. They would say, well, you're advocating for a, if not a state controlled economy, then a command and control economy. Now, that's their argument.
That.
Yeah, well, you know, they cite, well, you know, the Soviet Union was a 5-year plan, government-controlled, government-directed economy. Well, there's two reactions to that that I have to that, which is, first and foremost, we already are a state-directed economy. I mean, last I checked, we spend $700 billion, like one giant stimulus package a year, just through the Pentagon. Right, and I don't hear the conservatives saying that they want to look at wasteful spending in defense. So
no, then they're complaining when we cut out the F-22.
Exactly. So if you take all of the corporate welfare, the subsidies, and the Pentagon together, it's crazy to argue that we're not already a state-directed economy. So the question then is, which way? It's not should we be a state-directed economy or not. It's where should the state direct the economy to? It's a question of what do we want funded.
And the other thing, and I want you to reiterate what you were saying about that you would only pay the higher taxes on the money above $350,000 a year that you would make. So if you'd make $375,000 a year, you'd only pay the higher tax rate on $25,000?
That's exactly right.
Well, so I don't think anybody understands that at all.
Well, and you know why? You know why? I mean, I blame both the misinformation from the conservative media and the mainstream media, because what you hear about these tax proposals is this will be a 1% tax on those making over $350,000 a year. Well,
yeah.
Well, that's technically true.
That's not right. Yeah.
I mean, it's technically true that somebody making over $350,000 a year will pay a 1% tax, but the implication is that it's 1% of 350,000. right? It's 1% of dollar one over 350,000. Now, I caught Mitch Albom. You know Mitch Albom, the guy I wrote Tuesdays with Maury?
Yes.
You know, Mr. I'm compassionate. I care about end-of-life issues and health care, right? Okay. Mitch Albom, turns out, is a super crazy psychopath right-winger. And he had an editorial in the Detroit Free Press, right? Think of the nerve of somebody writing an op-ed like this in a paper of literally the most decimated economy in the country. And he wrote a piece how in the healthcare debate how he was outraged that we are going to finance this through a tax on those making over $350,000 a year. Now, I bring this up not to just bash Mitch Albom, but he then forwarded the idea. He said, this is going to be a tax, 1% of $350,000 a year. He said is going to be, you know, he said it's going to mean a $54,000 tax increase on millionaires. Now, what he said that because he took the tax rate, because on a millionaire, on income over $1 million, it's graduated. You pay 5.4% on dollar one over $1 million. So what he did was, because he didn't do his research, he said, well, so somebody making $1 million a year is going to have to pay $54,000 more in taxes. No, that's absolutely wrong. Somebody, because the tax only affects the money over $1 million. So there's all sorts of misinformation here about what is being proposed and what is not being proposed. And we're trying, at least on this station, to get out, you know, the right information. Jamie, thanks for the call. 840 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. We're talking about taxes. The Obama administration officials on television this weekend saying tax increases may be needed to fund universal health care and other priorities. Conservatives responding by saying that's going to destroy the economy. Do you think tax increases automatically will destroy the economy? I don't think so. I think we've got examples of when tax increases have been done prudently, like they were under, for instance, Bill Clinton during the 1993 recession, that it can help rebuild the economy if it's done prudently. What do you think? 303-713-7600. And do you think our legislature is unconstitutionally inhibited from dealing with the tax issue because of Tabor? That's what a lawsuit will say in federal court, according to the Denver Post. Feel free to weigh in on that. 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with Todd Parker.
Southbound I-25 remains busy downtown. Same deal for eastbounders on 36. This is Pecos to I-25. Westbound 76, still a crowded ride on that approach to I-25, but it's off those main roads where it's busy. We've got Rex, Leedsdale and Monaco, County Line of Broadway, Federal in Iowa, and then another one. This is at Florida and Parker. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot one with a high. I have about 95, and it's going to be cloudy. Chance of showers later on currently. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Need to find a reliable business? Did you know that the Better Business Bureau can connect you to trustworthy businesses? Just ask Dale, CEO of your Denver Boulder BBB. Get the information you need before you spend money. Visit denver.bbb.org. That's denver.bbb.org.
Ed Schultz is coming to Boulder with a tour for change. Gateway Park Fun Center, Boulder's destination for miniature golf, for go-karts, for the driving range, for batting cages, for birthday parties and group outings.
Make a wish, honey.
Swing by Gateway Park Fun Center. Open daily at 10 a.m. at 4800 North 28th Street, Boulder's destination for summer family fun.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, you will experience an unimpeded life.
That's right. I'm going to waste even more time noodling around on social networking sites.
Our company has helped over 20 million customers of leading U.S. banks actively manage their identity exposure. So we know what the dealio is.
I will fearlessly use my credit card in any restaurant, in any city, in any country, even Brooklyn.
Identity Guard scans everything from credit bureaus to public records, alerting you 24/7.
I am going to expose myself anytime I feel like it. Oh, wait, that didn't come out right.
And should the unthinkable happen, Identity Guard covers you with our $1 million loss insurance. It will make you want to say,
let's go, life. Let's go.
Let's go, life, indeed. Identity Guard. Live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
Along with other temporary special offers, limit 5 per caller. Listeners may call now at 1-800-200-7709. That's 1-800-200-7709. 1-800-200-7709.
Safe retirement question number 18. Do you know how much of your IRA isn't yours? Stop gambling with your retirement dollars. Tune into the It's Time to Cover Your Assets show, Saturday afternoons at 12:30, right here on AM 760.
I bet you knew that fish oil is good for your heart, skin, joints, even memory and focus. But did you also know it's good for your wallet? That's right. Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products, and I've authorized giving away a risk-free trial of our Omega Berry fish oil with vitamin D and acai to anyone and everyone who calls now. Discover the miracle of fish oil for your skin, joints, focus, and heart health. To find out how to get your free trial, call now, 1-800-700-1392. It's pharmaceutical grade, it's ultra pure, and our formula offers up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, so you know you're making a great choice. Isn't it time you tried something that was great for your body and your wallet? Try it before you buy it, and I'll send you my new book, The Best Kept Secrets to Healthy Aging. The number for your free trial and free book is 1-800-700-1392, but you have to call now, 1-800-700-1392. 1-800-700-1392.
Save money with Bargain Watch at am760.net. This week, get a $50 Wash Park Grill gift certificate for only $25. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town, brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at am760.net.
Your home is over 20 years old, then grab a pen and get ready to write this number down. As a member of Tom Martino's referral list, Drain Solvers is offering deep discounts on camera inspections for the next 20 callers. Homeowners living in homes over 20 years old should take advantage of this offer immediately. Let Drain Solvers camera your sewer lines for only $79. Again, if your home is over 20 years old, you need to call now.
How can we make you smile? Call Drain Solvers, 303-423-1000.
Six on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin. We're talking about taxes. We're going to finish up our discussion about taxes. In the 9 a.m. hour, we're going to turn to the controversy that has the entire media world abuzz, the feud between Bill O'Reilly and Keith Olbermann. I'm going to key you in on the news of that story that, of course, hasn't been really well reported, the real news about the corporate influence on the media. It was a big story over the weekend, so stick around in the 9 a.m. hour. We're going to get to that. In the remaining minutes of this hour, we're still talking about taxes. The Obama administration's top economic officials on the Sunday show saying that tax increases may be necessary to fund key priorities. Do you think that's going to hurt the economy? Conservatives say any tax increases are going to automatically hurt the economy. I don't think that's true because we have recent economic history that proves that's not true. 1993, the recession. Bill Clinton came in, raised taxes on the wealthy, the economy boomed. So I think if you raise taxes properly, you get the money you need to fund necessary government programs, services, and you don't hurt the economy at all. What do you think? 303-713-7600. And this has a local flavor. Our legislature, facing a $400 million budget deficit, because of Tabor, cannot raise or reform the tax structure. There's a lawsuit moving forward now, according to the Denver Post over the weekend, that will challenge Tabor on the grounds that it's unconstitutional, against the U.S. Constitution's guarantee that states have a Republican form of government. The argument is that because Tabor prevents the legislature from dealing with taxes and spending, it effectively undermines representative democracy. It takes the power out of the hands of the legislature, and that is unconstitutional. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Tom in Denver. Tom, you're on AM 760.
Well, I think we just need to give tax breaks to the rich.
You do?
Yeah, and then it'll all just trickle down into all of our pockets.
You're being facetious.
It's worked so well in the past.
Yeah, right. I know. And somebody made a really good point earlier, and I keep having to remind myself to make this point, which is that when people ask why do the wealthy not, why is Why do you have studies that show, from the IRS, that show the 400 richest Americans are paying an effective tax rate of 17%, for instance, way lower than most people pay? Why do you have a situation where Warren Buffett is paying a lower effective tax rate than his secretary, by his own admission?
Yeah, right.
Well, you have that because you have things like the capital gains tax, right? The capital gains tax is a much lower tax rate on money made specifically in the stock market, on investments. It's a lower tax rate than people pay on their wages. And, of course, the very wealthy own the majority of the stocks in the stock market. Now, I know a lot of people have 401ks, and we all feel like we're investors at some level. But remember, the majority of shares of stock are owned by the super wealthy. And that, when you tax that the gains at a lower rate, the wealthy tend to have a lower effective total tax rate. And what's important to know when you talk about trickle-down, I know you're making fun of trickle-down, is one of the reasons why a higher marginal tax rates on the wealthy work better than trickle-down is because when you have higher marginal tax rates, you're creating an economic incentive for people to put more money back into their business.
Exactly.
Right? So if under one tax situation, I know that I can take $1 million in profit from my business and just pocket it, or under the other situation, I'm taxed a little bit more on that $1 million in profit, I might say, hey, wait a minute, instead of being taxed more, what I'm going to do is take some of that $1 million and put it back into the business, and therefore I can write it off my taxable income. And that is the argument for more progressive graduated tax increases, marginal tax rates being higher. It creates an incentive to put more money back into the business. When you do trickle down, all you do is give an incentive for the rich to shove their money into a savings account or an offshore account. And that's why trickle down doesn't work. Tom, thanks for the call, man.
You're welcome.
8:51 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. It is a beautiful Monday morning going up into the 90s. Let's get a traffic update with Todd Parker.
As far as the highway drive goes, speeds are starting to get back to normal. Heavy pockets for southbounders on I-25 right around Spear. Eastbound I-70 also a little bit crowded over that elevated stretch. Same deal for northbound drivers between Emerson and 6th Avenue. Speeds are going to be in the 40s and 50s through that stretch. Off those main roads, though, it's very busy with wrecks at Federal and Iowa, Florida and Parker, Leedsdale and Monaco. That one involves three cars. Two cars mixed it up, the County Line and Broadway. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Enjoy a beautiful drive up the canyon to the Rockies' most exciting canyon, Canyon Casino. Play craps, roulette, blackjack, lots of slots, and video poker. Plus, find some soul at the canyon when you enter to win a new Kia Soul. Get details at canyoncasino.com.
Randy Rhodes.
Attention Boulder County residents. Did you know you can go solar now with no money and one low annual payment? Rebates and tax incentives can reduce the cost of a solar system by up to 60%. You could save as much as $40,000. Learn how Wednesday, August 5th, 7 p.m. at the Louisville Recreation Center. Save up to $1,000 more just by attending this event. RSVP at solarips.com/climatesmart or call 303-443-0115. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
Hi, this is Sally Field. I always thought calcium and vitamin D and exercise would keep my bones healthy, but I got osteoporosis anyway. So my doctor started me on once monthly Boniva, and he told me something important. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150 milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
I've got this one body and this one life, so I'm doing my best to build strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit boniva.com.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment.
The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
The miles ahead. Let Midas keep your car ready. Midas is total car care. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil, to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. For total car care, trust your car to the experts. Midas, we're on this road together.
Let's go to Matt in Arvada. Matt, you're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
You know, as I hear this argument, it's it is a class issue, and I think trickle-down economics, I think, was based on the idea of noblesse oblige. You know, if we take care of the nobility, they'll take care of the, you know, serfs and peasants, and it didn't happen that way. I think what happened with trickle-down economics is we dismantled the production base, the manufacturing base, and I think the challenge that we face is how do we balance opportunity for profit with the common good? And I think
that, and that's the central challenge of government when it makes economic policy. And I think you're right. I think you're right and wrong in the sense that I think taxes too much have been framed as you put it, the noblesse oblige, right? That the bargain, that the wealthy makes the bargain that if they're going to make a huge amount of money, they have to contribute a little bit more back to those who don't make a lot of money through the tax system. And there, I think that's part of it, but my problem with that is it sort of frames taxes as a charity issue, right? It sort of frames taxes as like that when the wealthy pay in, they're giving to charity. It's altruism. When in fact, I think that we're so far away from that, that we now have a tax structure that literally subsidizes the wealthy, right? When you have a tax system where 400 of the richest people in the country are paying an effective tax rate of 17%, and working people pay an effective tax rate of 25, 26, 27%, it means that working people are subsidizing the very wealthy. And so, first and foremost, the first step we have to take is to get back to some level of fairness. Right now, the system is completely unfair. And by the way, that effective tax rate doesn't even count the Wall Street bailouts, the fact that millionaire audits have gone down, the fact that two-thirds of corporations pay no taxes at all. Right? So I agree with you that the tax system has been justified as the noblesse oblige.
That was not my point. When I said noblesse oblige, what I meant was the idea that if we give these breaks, if we give these shelters, if we decrease the cost that the highest percentage pay, they're going to create opportunities for everybody else. And that has not worked.
Right. That has not worked. And I agree with you. I agree with you there as well. I guess I was just riffing off the fact that I think that one of the mistakes that the Obama administration has made is that it's made its tax argument as, look, the wealthy have done really well, and we're asking them to, I think it's time that they contribute a little more. Now, I agree with that, but I think the better way to put it is in the terms that you're putting it, which is that
fairness and justice.
Fairness and justice and economic empiricism. What you're saying is we've given these folks trickle-down tax cuts for a long time, and it hasn't empirically worked. And
I completely... I hope Jay gets back and is healthy, and I hope they find a show for you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I really appreciate it. Appreciate the call. All right, let's see if we can squeeze in one more call real quick. Last call of the hour. Jerry in Denver. Jerry, you're on AM 760.
Hey there. How are you doing?
Good. You got about 30 seconds.
I most definitely don't agree that raising taxes would help the economy, would hurt it. My business is one that relies on lower taxes so I can invest more in the company.
Well, but that doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense because if it's higher marginal tax rates, then you have more of an incentive to put more money into your business because you can write that off. Am I wrong?
Yeah, but then I don't have the money to invest in the business because I have to pay the taxes first.
No.
That's the case in my company.
Well, that's the case. Well, I don't really understand how your company works, but the basics of taxes are what you invest in your company, you're allowed to write off. You're allowed to deduct from your taxable income.
Right.
And
but
so,
if my margin goes up, I have to pay more taxes. I don't have the cash.
I don't have the cash to invest. We're having a semantic debate, though. You get your revenue. You get to decide what you declare as profit and what you put back into the business. What you put back into the business, you can write off. The profit is what you're taxed on in most cases. And so higher marginal taxes tend to create the incentive to invest more in your business. Thanks for the call. All right, stick around. We're going to get into the Olbermann-O'Reilly feud right after the national news.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM760.net.
60 minutes.
CBS News.
Face the nation.
Stay informed with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and AM760.net. AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Make it one more sign that the economy is starting to turn around. The Commerce Department says construction spending beat expectations, rising 0.3% in June. Adolfo Laurenti is senior economist at Mesirow Financial in Chicago.
We are finally beginning to see the stimulus money being spent.
The White House is leaning on the Senate to approve more money to keep the wildly successful Cash for Clunkers program running. The administration says without another $2 billion, the program will have to be suspended, though officials say purchases made today or tomorrow should still qualify. As an extra incentive, Chrysler had been offering as much as another $4,500 off.
Get to your Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep dealer and get up to double the government's cash for your old car.
But Bill Rosato of Scranton, Pennsylvania, is among the dealers who've had to end the program.
We're not able to discount beyond the sticker price because we have so few cars on the lot.
Now, new auto sales figures are out today, and as reporter Jeff Gilbert tells us from Detroit, there is little question the federal incentive program helped get more people into the showrooms.
A slight improvement in the economy improved sales early in the month. Then Cash for Clunkers really pushed the momentum. Ford analyst George Pippa says you can tell the impact from the vehicles they're selling.
The vehicles that did the best for us were the most fuel-efficient vehicles.
Some analysts, however, are concerned that some of the sales in July were just moved up from sales that would have been made later in the year. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Now Ford is expected to post its first year-over-year increase in nearly 2 years. Reports say Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, is on a very short list of sites under consideration by the administration to house prisoners moved from Guantanamo. Not in our backyard, says Senator Sam Brownback.
We don't want them here. They should be treated with dignity and humanely, but it shouldn't be here.
The other site reportedly under study is a federal prison in Michigan. Who will control Michael Jackson's estate and who will have custody of his three children? A court hearing gets underway in about half an hour in Los Angeles, and CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman is at the courthouse.
There shouldn't be much of a battle today on the issue of custody. Michael Jackson's mother, Catherine, is expected to be named guardian of the three Jackson children. But when it comes to Jackson's estate, worth hundreds of millions of dollars, there could be a big battle. On one side, Jackson's mother, Catherine. On the other side, the two men named in Jackson's will to be executors.
In today's super-connected world, airlines of a feather tweet together. United, JetBlue, and other airlines have turned to Twitter as a way to sell super-cheap last-minute tickets. George Hobica of AirfareWatch.com says Twitter is an ideal vehicle for getting hot deals around.
The really cool thing about Twitter is the viral nature, the retweeting, where people take your tweet and they send it to their friends and put it on their news stream. So that it really can take off. If you have a $9 fare, it can really take off.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 79 points. This is CBS News.
When you're shopping for anything, be it a bug zapper, cowboy boots, or auto insurance, what you buy often hinges upon one important question. How much does it cost? That's why at Progressive Insurance, we developed a brand new tool we call Name Your Price. You tell us what you can spend, and we design the perfect policy to match, so you get great auto insurance at a price you know works for you, because hey, you named it. To learn more, visit Progressive.com. Naming your price. Now that's Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Price match may be limited, not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This summer, when you're getting ready to take the family on the road, Sears Automotive Center will make sure your car is just as prepared. And since August is National Automotive Month, you can hurry in and find all Michelin tires on sale. And with our lowest price guarantee, no one beats our prices, period. Plus, when you buy four Michelin tires, you'll get free oil changes for a year. Sears Automotive Center also offers quick installation of four tires in 60 minutes or less. So hurry in, because this offer ends August 29th. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Life well spent.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Congressman Ed Perlmutter says he wants to save the Cash for Clunkers program.
There's a multiplier effect in all of this. It keeps people employed. It brings tax revenues to local communities, and it gets some clunkers off the road.
The program runs out of money either today or tomorrow without more funding. The House has approved another $2 billion for the program. The Senate takes that measure up today. Here in Colorado, car dealers say the clunkers program is just one aspect of what they need to bring back buyers.
They think the manufacturer incentives layered on top of the specific car allowance rebate system is what's really brought people back into showrooms.
Tim Jackson is president of the Colorado Automobile Dealers Association. Jury selection starts today in the Erin A. Thompson case. Her father is charged with child abuse and her disappearance in 2005. Aurora police believe she's dead, but her body has never been recovered. In sports, the Rockies have the day off after sweeping Cincinnati. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It sounds like we've got our first highway issue of the morning. It's a car fire, 225 in Mississippi. Watch out for emergency crews on scene of that one. We've got a couple surface street crashes. Could get in your way as well. Federal in Iowa as well as Florida and Parker. Hopefully both of those are going to be out of your way shortly. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot and cloudy day with a high of about 94, 95 degrees. There is a small chance of seeing some afternoon showers. Currently 72 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Go to Quiznos for the Toasty Toasty $1 sub sale. Buy any size turkey, ranch, and Swiss.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Believe it or not, a 21-year-old bikini model has been kicked out of the Big Brother house. Laura Crosby became the second to be evicted from the 11th season of the reality show. She was put on the chopping block by fellow contestant and second head of household, Ronnie, who also nominated advertising salesman Jeff. Laura's departure left 11 house guests battling it out for Big Brother supremacy.
Has been defeated. Disney's new G-Force movie has snatched the number one spot from Potter thanks to opening weekend box office sales of around $32.2 million. The movie mixes live action with animation and features the voice of stars including Nicolas Cage and Penelope Cruz. The Half-Blood Prince came in second with earnings of around $30 million.
When it comes to operating systems for your computer, you don't really have many options. After Windows, Linux, and Mac OS X, you'll struggle to think of any more. Thankfully, the guys at Google want to add one more to the list, Chrome. Based on their 9-month-old web browser of the same name, Chrome will initially be created for low-cost netbooks and will be created with the help of the open-source programming community.
Ladies and gentlemen,
once upon a time, there was this kid who had a body hair problem, discovered he was a werewolf, and that he had some pretty cool basketball skills. Yep, it's 1985, and Teen Wolf is the movie sensation of the year. Wish you could go back and do it all over again? You can't. Warner Brothers Pictures reportedly have begun the development of a Teen Wolf remake. Rock is leading the way at this year's Emmys. The Tina Fey comedy, which is set behind the scenes of a fictional TV show, has been nominated for a whopping 22 awards, beating off competition from shows including The Office, Family Guy, Mad Men, and Flight of the Conchords. The ceremony will take place in L.A. on September 20th.
Just as you were starting to get to grips with 3G speeds on your cellular device, Verizon announced that it will trial its 4G network later this year. What does this mean for you? Well, nothing, unless you live in either Seattle or Boston, as those cities have been chosen as the first cities to get to try the new network. Long term, the company announced that they plan to launch in up to 30 markets next year.
That General Electric's CEO got involved, News Corporation's CEO got directly involved, telling both of them telling their newsrooms to back off. Bill O'Reilly had been savaging General Electric's business practices, et cetera, et cetera. And what's fascinating about this, and sad, is the real news is not the feud between O'Reilly and Olbermann. That's what the New York Times claims that it is. But the real news is that General Electric and Fox News' corporate management got directly involved in limiting what those newsrooms could and could not cover. Now, this is the kind of thing that establishment media people pretend does not happen. Charlie Rose, right? Charlie Rose, the PBS guy who brokered this deal. Charlie Rose, as this is a good example. In 2003, he did an interview with Amy Goodman, who's been on this show. Amy Goodman, the great independent journalist. And the interchange went like this. Rose said, I don't know what independent media means. Independent in contrast to what? Amy Goodman said it means not being sponsored by corporations. The networks like NBC, CBS, ABC, NBC owned by General Electric, CBS owned by Viacom, ABC owned by Disney. Rose cut in to say, my point in response to that would be that we do need you, independent journalists. But having said that, I promise you CBS News and ABC News and NBC News are not influenced by the corporations that may own those companies. That's the standard line you get from people inside the big corporate media, that the corporations that own the media create a division between the corporate guys and the newsrooms. Now, here we have about the most blatant examples you can find of the CEO of the corporate side telling the news side what it can and cannot cover, because what the news side is covering may be endangering corporate profits. In this case, GE telling Olbermann to back off because the retaliation fire that he's drawing from O'Reilly is hitting General Electric. Now, I'm not a fan of Bill O'Reilly. And by the way, this happened on the other end too, right? Rupert Murdoch, the corporate owner of News Corporation, telling O'Reilly to back off MSNBC because the feud is not good for their profits. I'm not a fan of Bill O'Reilly, and I'm not defending Bill O'Reilly, and I kind of like Olbermann. But this isn't about either of them. It's about the fact that we now have a blatant example of the corporations that own the media telling the newsrooms to back, using their economic leverage to tell their newsrooms, back off this story because it's hurting our advertisers, our corporate profits. And there's plenty, the funny thing is that while this is the most blatant example I've seen in a long time, there are plenty of other examples, even though, as I said, the media itself denies that this is the case over and over and over again. If you point out that there is corporate influence on corporate-controlled media, what you get is you get billed as a conspiracy theorist. We have the examples. Remember in 1995, CBS News' 60 Minutes backed off its expose on the tobacco industry due in part to pressure from its parent company, Viacom, and the tobacco industry. Remember, the tobacco industry was threatening to sue CBS News' corporate parent at a time where the corporate parent was in merger talks with Westinghouse. This is the subject of the movie The Insider. That was in 95. 2001, NBC's president engaged in direct political lobbying against a government order that would have forced NBC's parent company, again General Electric, to clean up its mess in the Hudson River. At the same time, environmentalists noted that NBC did not give the Hudson River cleanup story nearly enough attention. This year, the Washington Post parent company offered corporations and their lobbyists off-the-record access to its reporters and editors in exchange for direct financial contributions of up to $250,000. Those are just some examples. Now we have the example of General Electric telling its newsroom, its MSNBC newsroom, to back off criticizing Fox News. And in this story, it goes farther than Olbermann. The story notes that MSNBC's news operations president told the other divisions, other shows on MSNBC, to also back off Fox News. Now, at the same time, Glenn Greenwald, my friend who blogs at Salon.com, he brings up a point about how this is only one piece of the corporate control of the media. He points out, he uses the example of Richard Wolff. If you watch Keith Olbermann's show, you know Richard Wolff. He's the British guy who was a reporter at Newsweek. Richard Wolff, at the beginning of this year, left his job at Newsweek and became a paid PR consultant, paid by corporations to shill for their interests, at a firm called Public Strategies. On the website, Richard Wolff, on Public Strategies' website, advertises himself as somebody who goes on MSNBC. He goes on MSNBC billed as a political analyst, as a nonpartisan, disinterested political analyst, at the same time that he makes his money. He doesn't work for a media organization. He is a paid PR spokesperson for corporations. And he effectively brags that if you hire him, he gets to go on MSNBC and be billed as an objective, disinterested reporter. There are other examples of this. Doug Bandow, the Cato Institute scholar, in 2005, Business Week reported that he had to resign from that think tank after admitting that he had accepted payments from indicted Washington lobbyist Jack Abramoff for writing op-ed articles favorable to the positions of Abramoff's clients. Armstrong Williams, in 2005, this syndicated radio host and columnist took $250,000 from the Education Department to promote President Bush's controversial education policy. How about the former generals? David Barstow of the New York Times won a Pulitzer Prize for revealing how some retired generals working as radio and television analysts had been co-opted by the Pentagon to make its case for the war in Iraq, and how many of them had also had undisclosed ties to companies that benefited from policies they defended. So you've got direct corporate influence over the newsrooms in this GE story, and you've got this stealth corporate influence where the media tends to put people on air as objective, nonpartisan, disinterested voices who are being paid by the corporations that they're discussing. So the open question of this last hour here on Monday morning is whether you are concerned that where you're getting your information from is infusing that information with all sorts of non-objective, really subjective corporate influence, whether stealth or overt. Do we have a problem in this country where the media is unduly, not just owned, but controlled? There's a difference between owning and controlling. I mean, ownership implies control, but this GE story between the Olbermann-O'Reilly feud is about control, where the corporate people are saying to the news people, you cover this, this, and this, but don't cover this, this, and this, because it affects our bottom line. Is it a conspiracy theory? Are you on the lunatic fringe on the right or the left to believe that corporations are using a heavy hand, corporate owners are using a heavy hand to influence the news that you are receiving? And if you believe that, what do you think the main ramifications of that are? What's being covered too much? What's not being covered enough because of that influence? I think you see it every day, right? I think there's a reason that when you read quote unquote mainstream corporate media, when you read about economics, for instance, there are so many assumptions in the economic reporting, right? That free trade is great. That even down to the way they phrase taxes, right? Taxes, it's not tax cuts or tax increases, it's the tax burden. All of that, I think, comes from a corporate media system that cannot be objective. How can you be objective, really objective, if the corporate parent is directing the newsroom to cover certain stories and not cover other stories because of its own bottom line? I don't think you can be objective, and I think this is the most egregious example of this. And here's the part that's so incredible. The way the New York Times and the LA Times later portrayed this story was it was only a story about the feud between O'Reilly and Olbermann. When in fact the real story, right, the real news nugget here is that GE's CEO and News Corporation CEO told the newsroom what to cover and what not to cover. That's really buried in this story, but that's the big news. And the fact that it's buried just shows you how much the media will go out of its way to pretend that there is no corporate influence. I mean, you want to talk about a lack of disclosure. The fact that even in the coverage of this scandal, the New York Times can't come out and really overtly admit that the real news is that GE's CEO got involved in MSNBC's newsroom, that should tell you everything you need to know about a system that is propagandistic. What do you think? 303-713-7600. We'll get into it after this break. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The Olbermann-O'Reilly feud, I think, tells us a lot more about corporate control of the media, at least in a more blatant way than we've seen in a long time. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with Todd Park.
Peak hour fires being reported on 225 right around Mississippi, so watch out for some slowing across Aurora. Other than that, the highways are starting to return to normal pretty quickly. Heavy pockets on I-25 downtown as well as westbound 36 at Wadsworth, but those are only going to tack on a minute or two onto your ride. Off those main roads, they've cleaned up accidents westbound Florida at Parker as well as Federal and Iowa, so you shouldn't have any problems there. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, your neighborhood Toyota dealers know your vehicle best. And
hello again, I'm Mr. Money from the Lodge Casino, here to tell you about our new games, higher betting limits, and extended hours. There's nothing like the excitement of a craps table. It's fast-paced fun and easy to learn. Another casino favorite, roulette, spins many ways to win. Plus, now you can play all the newest slots, from pennies all the way to $100, 24 hours a day. It's all at the friendliest place to play.
Lodge Casino.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Technologies, the top of the line in LASIK. They're your one stop for all your LASIK needs, and they can do it for as low as $499 per eye. And they have done tons and tons of these procedures. So they treat you great. As a matter of fact, they've completed over 60,000 procedures in Colorado. So if you've been shy about LASIK, hey, do yourself a favor. Call ICON. Set up a free custom vision evaluation today, and it'll just put your mind at rest, really. Call ICON, 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or check them out on the internet at icondenver.com.
.22 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about the Olbermann and O'Reilly feud. New York Times story this weekend talks about, looks into how the nightly feud between the two has grown quiet. And buried in the story is a discussion of how it was a detente created by the corporate owners of Fox and MSNBC, GE's CEO actually intervening in the MSNBC newsroom to tell them to back off O'Reilly because O'Reilly had retaliated to Olbermann's attacks by criticizing GE. And what we have here is a blatant, I think, example of corporate control of the media. The open question is, do you worry that most of the news that you consume is infused with corporate propaganda because of corporate ownership of the media. 303-713-7600 is the number. Eric in Arvada. Eric, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Dave. Yeah, I do. The first thing I would say is that the news that you get, it's especially horrible here on the local channels, but the news you get here is much different than if you say tune into the BBC on 6 at 4:30 or Democracy Now at 5:30 or World Focus at 6:30 on 6 and 12. But to me, the bigger point is this. Olbermann was landing haymakers. He was dropping O'Reilly on a nightly basis. O'Reilly literally had a person who was looking at everything he was saying, every lie he was telling, and he was calling him on it. Now, his Olbermann's ratings were steadily climbing up until that June night. And I remember when Olbermann said something about this thing by O'Reilly so outrageous, I'll never mention his name again. And he stopped doing it after that day, and I wondered why that happened. But, you know, I watch TV newsers, newser, and I pull it up quite often. And seriously, Olbermann's ratings have flattened and plateaued since then. And a lot of us were getting a kick out of how he was banging on Billow. So my feeling is they are literally sacrificing profit for an ideology.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think they have made, the bean counters at GE have said, they have made the decision that the amount of money that they can make off of Olbermann's increased ratings that he gets from being a watchdog of Bill O'Reilly is, they believe, less money than they can than they lose from Fox News, Bill O'Reilly criticizing GE. Now again, I'm not a fan of Bill O'Reilly, but I have a problem with him backing off if they are legitimate stories and criticism of GE, because his corporate master has negotiated some sort of artificial detente with General Electric. There's a journalistic ethics problem with that.
I'm real sad about that, if that's the case. That's real disappointing, because it was almost like a beacon.
And that's the whole thing, is that here's the thing. Like, in journalism, I don't care if this whole thing was fueled by O'Reilly personally hating Olbermann and Olbermann personally hating O'Reilly. To me as a news consumer, it doesn't matter. What I care about is that competition may have been creating some real journalism, right? You had Olbermann who was fact-checking O'Reilly, and O'Reilly was responding, and again, I don't care what the motive is, but O'Reilly responding with some hard-hitting stuff on GE. The personal feud created some journalism.
Some honesty.
Yeah, and some watchdogging.
Yeah.
Right? And now, because the corporate masters have said, wait a minute, this is unprofitable, we're going to reach into the newsrooms and say no. And if you think that this is the only example of this, then, and I'm not saying you're saying this, Eric, but the broader you, the audience, if you and the audience think that this is a one-time thing, then you're crazy. For every one of these stories that we hear, I guarantee you there are 15 or 20 different examples of this happening, and we never get to see it.
That's true. I got one last thing to tell you real quick.
Sure.
It's a suggestion. Debate Kaplis on the health care. You'll eat him alive.
Well, I would love to debate Dan Kaplis on the health care bill. Absolutely.
Eat him alive. Get it done, bud.
Sure. I'll tell the station manager, see if we can arrange it. Thanks for the call, man.
Bye-bye.
927 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. The big story over the weekend in the media world, the feud between Bill O'Reilly and Keith Olbermann seems to be over. The real news in that is that the corporate CEOs of Fox News and MSNBC, in MSNBC's case it's General Electric, agreed to try to end that feud because it was hurting corporate profits. Is this an example of how corporate control of the media really has turned journalism into a joke? 303-713-7600. Ken in Denver. Ken, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I've been listening to that conversation. And you know what? I do have a certain opinion about Mr. O'Reilly. And that sexual thing that he had going on with one of his interns where he paid her, I think, an estimated, they said, $3 million, makes him a fool. This is a man who talked about Christian values. This is a man who stood up and said to the to America how this, that, and everything, while he was bashing Bill Clinton. Now they're bashing Obama.
But yeah, and I'm not, again, I'm no fan of O'Reilly. I'm not coming to the defense, to the defense of Bill O'Reilly. What I'm saying is that whether it's Bill O'Reilly or Keith Olbermann, somebody on the right, somebody on the left, the biggest problem I think we have in the media is not that the media is right wing or left wing. The biggest problem is that we've got the corporate masters making journalism decisions.
Yeah, but see, you know, the thing about it is, I look at some of the journalism that goes on ABC and all the rest of them. And, you know, if I had to right there for my kids when they were growing up, before they got there, I'd classify it as X or R rated because it couldn't be for consumption. I mean, they'd sit there and laugh and smile when 50 million people may be dead. And then they'll sit there after that and make jokes between themselves. They are one of the biggest jokes that I've ever seen.
Yeah,
and I don't like them.
And I think, you know, some people say, well, it's conspiratorial to say that, you know, Disney, ABC's owner, is telling ABC's newsroom, put more coverage into this and not into this. That's a conspiracy theory. But see, I think it's a lot more subtle. Right. I think what ends up happening a lot of times is this case of GE telling Olbermann to back off and Rupert Murdoch telling O'Reilly to back off. This case is I think it's emblematic. But I think what goes on even more commonly is that if you're working in one of these news institutions, news organizations, you are self-censoring. Right. You're saying, hey, if I bring this to my editor, you know, it might piss off management. So instead of what ends up happening is at the reporting level, they say, I'm going to go for this story and not this story to avoid any conflict in the first place.
Can I make a brief comment? If I had my choice about it, I'd take Rupert Murdoch and his little Australian cell and fly him back to the goddamn outback and kick him out of this country, take all of his assets that he's got here illegally, and take Cheney along with him. That crooked little dog. You know, I'm an ex-veteran, and I'm going to tell you right now how Cheney got to be so rich and billionaires. He was selling our equipment to the dang Israelis and to the Arabs. I would take him, Rupert Murdoch, and take that dang stupid dude from Florida right there and take him and throw them all back out in the outback and leave them out there, and they'll see if they can find water.
Well, and the thing is that Murdoch in particular, Murdoch has used, and this was O'Reilly's main point, not O'Reilly, excuse me, Olbermann. Olbermann's main point was that Murdoch doesn't use his news organization as a news organization. He doesn't pretend to use his news organization as a news organization. He uses his news operations as a political wing. That has been O'Reilly's point. And so in some ways, this case about GE and Rupert Murdoch getting involved in their newsrooms, I'm less surprised by Murdoch because Murdoch hasn't really pretended that he's interested in objective journalism. MSNBC does say that it's interested in journalism. Now, you can argue that, well, they've become more progressive or at least pro-Democratic Party in the last couple of years, and I agree that that is certainly the case. But I think it's fair to say that MSNBC has not been the political arm of the Democratic Party, and certainly not of GE, as Fox News has been a political arm, as much as Fox News has been a political arm of the Republican Party and of Rupert Murdoch. And so I'm even more surprised, if not surprised, I'm even more irritated that GE intervened in MSNBC's news decisions in the heavy-handed way that they did. Hey, thanks for the call. All right, we'll take one more call before the break here. Let's go to Dave in Littleton. Dave, you're on AM 760.
Morning, how you doing?
Good.
Honestly, this whole thing just sounds to me that, you know, these corporations are using the media the same way the Nazi Party used the media back in, you know, during World War II to get people to think that the way that they wanted them to think and just keep certain things from them. you know, and the sad part about that is that people turn to these stations that they call news, and they're only hearing one side of a story, not really, you know, and people put their trust that they're getting news, but they're not getting news, you know. I honestly don't understand how half the media people in this country can call themselves news or media.
And I agree, but I would say that the bigger problem than even, you know, Fox News being spun to the right and MSNBC being spun to the left, because at least those media organizations are a little bit honest about that. I mean, there's no illusion, right? My problem is that even in the news, the supposedly objective news parts of those operations and other operations, that there are certain stories that get covered and there are certain stories that do not get covered by virtue of the fact that some stories the corporate master is fine with and other stories they're not. An example, NBC News, the allegation was that it didn't cover GE's hugely controversial dumping of pollutants into the Hudson River. A huge story. We're talking about billions of dollars, the biggest EPA cleanup ordered in EPA history. And the allegation was that NBC did not really cover that story nearly as much as anyone else and nearly as much as news would mandate because it's owned by GE. So that wasn't a left or right issue, right? That was like
protecting themselves.
Exactly. And that's the bias. That's the news bias that I think actually really threatens journalism even more than the fracturing of the media into a left media and a right media. It's that actually a lot of the media on the core economic issues, it's really a one-party state. We don't report on things. The media does not report on things that challenge corporate power because they're owned by corporations. Hey, Dave, thanks for the call, man.
Yep.
I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about the big feud, the O'Reilly-Oberman feud. Big story over the weekend says that GE, General Electric CEO, which owns MSNBC, has told MSNBC's newsroom to back off its criticism of Fox News because Fox News, particularly Bill O'Reilly, has responded to the criticism by criticizing General Electric. Rupert Murdoch, the CEO of News Corporation, has agreed to a detente with the CEO of General Electric, both of those CEOs telling their newsrooms to back off each other. Here we have, I think, an example of direct corporate influence over the news business. Are you worried about that corporate influence? Do you think this is an exception to the rule, or do you think this kind of thing happens all the time? I think it happens all the time. And I got to say, just if I can do an aside here, a personal aside, the problem with this is that, especially when you take into account how many people who are paid by corporations get to go on television, go into the media without disclosing who they're working for. A good example, Glenn Greenwald of Salon makes the point. Richard Wolff, the guy you see on Olbermann's show all the time, is actually a paid PR spokesperson. He works at a PR company paid by corporations, yet he goes on MSNBC billed as a nonpartisan, disinterested political analyst. And as a personal aside, you know, when I went to journalism school, my professor said, you know, if you're going to be a journalist, you got to choose journalism. You know, you can't be simultaneously, you can't write a column, you can't write magazine articles and simultaneously be paid by non-media institutions because it creates, whether you think it does or not, it creates bias. And as an independent journalist, I've gone forward and turned down work to my own personal economic detriment to try to preserve that independence. And when you read, when you see such corporate dominance of the media, when you see that there's no longer any standards, when you see that editors, bookers at television stations don't care if you have a major conflict of interest, it actually, I realize I put myself, we put independent media at a competitive disadvantage. And I think that's a huge problem. I think at a time when the news media and the business is fragmenting, people trust their news less and less because there's an implicit understanding that what they're getting is not independent. What do you think? 303-713-7600 is the number. We got a couple open lines. 303-713-7600. Are you worried that corporate control of the media, in light of the Olbermann-O'Reilly brouhaha, is unduly propagandizing the information you're getting? Are you worried that what you're getting is not credible from your news media because you've got corporate filters filtering that information? 303-713-7600. We'll get to your calls after a traffic update with Todd Parker.
Crews are getting that car fire that was being reported on 225 right around Mississippi out of your way, so you shouldn't have any delays across Aurora. The rest of Metro Highway's looking a lot better. No slowdowns to report for westbounders on 76 from 88th all the way up towards I-25. No problems to report on C-470 either. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the mid-90s today, but it will be cloudy with a chance of showers later on. Currently 72. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Not covered by a dental plan? Now you can be for as low as $6.25 a month, thanks to Perfect Teeth. Visit or call one of their convenient locations today. Now's the perfect time for Perfect Teeth. Learn more at PerfectTeethDentalPlan.com. That's PerfectTeethDentalPlan.com.
Want to take your business to the next level? Win $5,000 in advertising.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Supporters of AM 760, call 303-300-1600. That's 303-300-1600.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered the price of over 1,000 items pros use the most, like 25% off all in-stock GAF Elk shingles sold exclusively at the Home Depot. Savings like that can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through August 12th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get a $50 Wash Park Grill gift certificate for only $25. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
I'm 40 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. In the 70s right now, going up into the 90s. Beautiful weekend, and looks like, other than Tuesday, we've got the forecast says we've got pretty much sun for the week. I'm going to be here only through Wednesday. Thursday and Friday, I've got to go out to Maine for a family wedding, but I'll be back next week. We're talking about corporate control of the media, the big story in the media over the weekend. The Olbermann-O'Reilly feud seems to have simmered down because the CEOs of the corporate parents of Fox and MSNBC basically concluded that the feud between the two wasn't serving their profit interests. GE, which owns MSNBC, was upset that O'Reilly has been criticizing General Electric's business practices. Rupert Murdoch, the owner of Fox News Corporation, upset that Keith Olbermann has been criticizing O'Reilly, thinks it's not in that that's not good for Fox News Corporation's profit motives. And so you have here a very good example of corporate CEOs heavy-handedly ordering their newsrooms to not cover certain stories. And the question is, do you think this is a regular occurrence, or do you think this is an isolated incident? I think it's a fairly regular occurrence, and I think it reiterates that the main problem in the country's news media is not that it's divided along right-left lines, but that the corporate masters on both sides are really the ones calling the shots, and you can't really get independent, credible news when CEOs based on profit motives are deciding what is and isn't news. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Karen in Johnstown. Karen, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, hi. I've got a quandary for you, all right? I just get that every time I hear a commercial by a firm that's a tax accounting firm that says if you owe $2 million in income tax, we can help you settle for $1.98. And they just do it for people that have horrendous debts to the IRS. They never do it for any middle-class people. And I think that's a travesty. The problem is they advertise on your radio station. They advertise on regular TV stations.
Well, there's a difference between corporate control of the media and advertisers. As I said, there's a difference between ownership and control. And the question really is whether – the question I think you should be asking is whether the advertisers at this news network, at other news networks, are calling the shots, are calling up the news director here and saying, you must cover this or you shouldn't and can't cover this. And I can only speak for myself and tell you that what I cover when I do this show is what me and John Turk and the news team decide what is news. I have never seen here in this station that happen. Now, I'm not saying it's never happened here or anywhere else, but what I can tell you is that if you don't have people who are serious about creating that wall between the advertising and marketing side and the news side, it very easily can become a situation where the two are one and the same. And I think this example that we see with GE is an example of where the wall wasn't constructed properly. There is no wall. When GE's CEO is telling MSNBC's newsroom, you can cover this and you can't cover this, there's no wall there at all. So, you know, it's an open question. And I think the other open question is, well, how do you create an independent media? Right? I mean, the media, look, I'm here in this radio station. This radio station's got a lot of equipment. It's got a signal. It's got a staff. How do you fund that without advertising? Well, I'm not sure you can. And so it becomes all the more important that if you're going to fund things with advertising, you've got to create that barrier there. You cannot, you have to, it has to be an absolutely unacceptable for the corporate side to tell the news side what is news and what is not. And if you don't adhere to that, which more and more media organizations don't, then you're going to create situations like we're seeing with GE and MSNBC and Fox and Rupert Murdoch. Thanks for the call. Kevin in Fort Collins. Kevin, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, David.
Morning.
David, I want to throw back a little bit to the tax thing and then go to this media thing if I could.
Sure.
Okay, well, I find it amazing. As a matter of fact, I heard Tim Jackson on. He was on your station in a little recorded thing on the news that they had at the top of the hour. And, of course, he doesn't want to give any credit for this rebate for clunkers type of thing because it might, shine a positive light on the Democrats and progressives. And what I think is so amazing is they showed the news all over the country, and these car dealers are just ecstatic. They're all, most of them, I think I saw that 96% of them, maybe even a little higher than that, give totally to the Republican Party. And yet they love this kind of socialism where they can get some tax dollars to stimulate their business. That's okay. And what I love is you've got guys like Senator DeMint from South Carolina that's calling it just a horrible boondoggle and a terrible thing, and they're not going to fund it. And there's probably a good chance they won't. So, car dealers, if you're listening out there, how's this Republican conservative thing working for you when you're going under, you're going bankrupt? It's just amazing to me that they love socialism if it comes home to roost, just like the teabaggers that like to go crazy on we hate socialism, but I want my Medicare and keep the Social Security checks coming. But I want to get to this media thing.
Go for it.
I think this is really important, and I can kind of understand what you're saying, David, but I don't want to cut our nose off to spite our face because I mean if you really think about it, MSNBC is kind of a quasi report the news because you still have a Cup of Morning Joe, Scarborough, that's as right wing as they come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have, and Mika, she's just as bad. And then you have, Matthews, I think is probably the most right wing guy. He portrays himself as being moderate, but he's not. I mean, he's as right wing as they come.
I agree.
Then you have Schultz and Oberman and Maddow, which is a good thing. You know, those three.
Mm-hmm.
But they won't even show, Ed Schultz's show. And here's the thing. I want to ask you this, and maybe you can answer this to me. How come Keith Olbermann and Rachel Maddow will not talk about health care? That's left up to Ed Schultz, who shows on at Mountain Time 4 to 5, and nobody hardly sees it because a lot of people are at work.
Well, I, you know, I don't know the answer to that, but I don't know the answer to that, and it may be just as simple as that. And also, I'm not sure that they don't talk about health care.
They do, David, but they don't to the extent that it's a huge. I mean, it is the
right. And so let me address that question. Okay. The question is why don't they cover it nearly as much as Schultz? It could be, and I'm guessing it is just a matter of their own personal news decisions. What they believe is the news. Ed believes that the news is much more healthcare driven right now, and maybe Olbermann and Rachel believe that it's not as healthcare driven. I don't know. I can't purport to speak for them. But I want to be really clear here. I'm not criticizing Keith Olbermann nearly as much. I'm not really criticizing him. I mean, what I'm criticizing is the fact that his bosses have, through their economic leverage over him, effectively muzzled him. I mean, he is the guy who was doing the right thing in watchdogging Fox News, watchdogging Bill O'Reilly, and he is in some ways the victim of this.
Well, I understand, Dave. Can I just throw one more thing out there that I think maybe a different way to frame the conversation would be the fact that we need to talk about, you know, there is no liberal media that Fox and right-wing radio portrays all the time. And a lot of people believe that there is the liberal media. I know a lot of liberals that believe that the media is pretty liberal. I mean, because they just keep rehearsing that same thing over and over and over. But I think that a better way to frame it would be that it is all corporate. I mean, you have basically five huge corporations that own the media, and they're going to slant it that way. And if Keith Olbermann, and I get your point that it is a corporate thing, but if Keith Olbermann, he would defy that Jeffrey Immelt, he'd be gone. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. It's not a referendum on Keith Olbermann. It's a referendum on the fact that Keith Olbermann's boss, the guy who not just employs Keith Olbermann, but actually effectively makes the decision on whether Keith Olbermann has airtime, has said either you do this or you're gone. Now, I don't know if it ever came to exactly those terms, but that's basically where the leverage came from. And I think in this case, both, by the way, Olbermann and O'Reilly are the pawns, right? They're not the evildoers in the sense of when you look at this from a corporate media perspective, who is influencing the media, right? They're the pawns. It's the CEOs that are, I think, unduly using their economic leverage to decide what is and is not news. And in the end, whether you're a Fox News viewer or an MSNBC viewer or just a general news-consuming American, it's us, we, the public, who suffer when news decisions are made by bottom-line obsessed corporate CEOs and not journalism. Thanks for the call. 9:51 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We'll get back to the Olbermann-O'Reilly feud and what it tells us about corporate control of the media after a traffic update with Todd Parker.
Crews are cleaning up an accident on the ramp to Quebec from westbound I-70. We'd also had a car fire. This was on 225 at Mississippi. Now speeds are looking a lot better across Aurora. No problems to report on C-470 along the foothills or on 36. That's where speeds between Denver and Boulder still running in the 50s and 60s. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of about 94, 95 degrees with a chance of showers, most likely after 2, currently 73. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive. Talk.
The Regional Air Quality Council urges you to take care of our summer air. You can reduce ozone pollution by mowing in the evening on hot summer days and keeping your lawn equipment well maintained. For more information, go to ozoneaware.org.
The United States has been the one that has been falling behind consistently on many things.
Healthcare would be one.
It's time to think outside the box. Or as they say at Creekside Tree Nursery, it's time to think outside the row. That's right, the trees at Creekside Tree Nursery are so plentiful, they've started making their own rows. Creekside Tree Nursery is overstocked, and right now you can buy one tree and get the second one free when you mention this ad.
From maples to cottonwoods, the trees must go. Visit them in Boulder on 61st Street between Valmont and Jay Road, or online at creeksideboulder.com. Some exclusions apply.
Incentives can reduce the cost of a solar system by up to 60%. You could save as much as $40,000. Learn how Wednesday, August 5th, 7 p.m. at the Louisville Recreation Center. Save up to $1,000 more just by attending this event. RSVP at solarips.com/climatesmart or call 303-443-0115. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
Four on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The big feud between O'Reilly and Overman, Bill O'Reilly and Keith Overman, spilled out into the residual news. The story in the New York Times says that the corporate owners of Fox News Corporation and MSNBC, that's Rupert Murdoch, the head of News Corporation, and Jeff Immelt, the chair of General Electric, intervened in their respective newsrooms and told the two to stop criticizing each other because it was bad for their corporate profits. GE didn't like the fact that O'Reilly was responding to Olbermann's criticisms with criticism of GE. And so there was this detente worked out. And, of course, in the media, the story is, oh, this big personality feud between Olbermann and O'Reilly. But the real story is that the CEOs of these corporations are making direct newsroom decisions. This is something that journalists in the media deny all the time. Oh, it's crazy. You're a black helicopter conspiracy theorist to think that our corporate parents exert any control over our newsroom. What's hilarious is Charlie Rose, the PBS personality, was the guy who put together the meeting of the two CEOs to create the detente. Charlie Rose, in 2003, in an interview with Amy Goodman, said, I can promise you, said this on the air, I can promise you that the corporate executives of the major news organizations do not exert any control over their newsrooms. The same Charlie Rose who created this situation, who got the two CEOs, GE and News Corporation, to effectively agree to censor their own newsrooms. Does this highlight the fact that our news is too controlled by corporations? 303-713-7600. Will in Broomfield. Will, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Dave. I've been listening to what you've been saying here, and I just want to point out that Citizen Kane was made 70 years ago. Rupert Murdoch and the head of GE, they are following in the footsteps of William Randolph Hearst, who did that himself.
And using the media as both a personal
platform, yeah, that's just, you know, that's freedom of the press belongs to the guy who owns the press.
That's exactly right. That's the right line. Freedom of the press, as we are learning, belongs only to those who own the press.
And I guess my point is just that's the way it's always been ever since they came up with the notion of the mass media or the press. The corporate owners are the ones who decide.
The only sliver of optimism that I can offer here is that I do think that because the internet has brought down, to follow the metaphor, the cost of the press, that there is a chance that we can have a vibrant, independent, or at least more independent media, because anybody now can publish for relatively cheaply. Not anybody can put on a television show or own a television network. And as we see, that corporate influence is still right there, right in our face. Hey, thanks for the call, man. Pat and Thornton. Pat, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David. Good morning.
Morning.
Did you ever see the movie The Corporation, the documentary?
Yep, it's a great documentary.
There's a story mentioned in there that happened back in 1997 that's similar to the Overman and O'Reilly story in the fact that there were two reporters for a Fox affiliate in Florida that were about to do a story on bovine growth hormone, and the story was basically killed by pressure from Monsanto.
Mm-hmm.
They were told that they had to falsify the story. They refused. They were fired. They sued their affiliate under the Whistleblower Act.
Mm-hmm.
They won, and then Fox won on appeal because what was decided by the court was that the FCC's policy against falsification of the news or news distortion is not a law, so it's not against the law to lie in the news, therefore they weren't whistleblowers.
Yeah, that's really, I vaguely remember that. I saw that movie a long time ago. But I think you're bringing up the idea that this is not a rare example. This kind of thing is happening all the time. And while the media talks about why are we losing readership, why are we losing audience, why are we losing ratings, well, maybe it's because, maybe, is it possible that it's because the public, the actual audience, isn't as stupid as the media thinks? Is it possible that most of us implicitly now understand that the information we're getting is skewed in all sorts of devious little ways? And maybe a lot of us are saying, you know what, if I'm getting propagandized news, I'm not going to get any news at all. I'm not interested. Maybe once we reassert a kind of independent credibility, maybe that's the way for journalism to rebuild itself. That's what I think. Thanks for the call. All right, this has been your Monday on the Jay Marvin Show. I'm David Sirota. I'll be here tomorrow and Wednesday. Until then, it looks like a day to take off my shoes and have my sandals on the deck. Until then, see you then.
I understand the passion, brother.
Mario Solis Marich.
He was fiery and excitable.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
That's what I mean.
The whole show. Now even our listeners are fiery and excitable.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's contagious.